Hi, this is Tom Hartman. This feature and many others are brought to you as a free service of WhiteRoseSociety.org. White Rose Society, the Internet's number one archive of liberal and progressive political talk radio, is largely listener-supported. So if you appreciate this program, please visit WhiteRoseSociety.org and do your part to keep my voice and the voices of other liberal and progressive political talk show hosts on the air. In addition to this free podcast of the Tom Hartman Program, a commercial-free podcast and access to hundreds of archived editions of my show is available by affordable subscription at WhiteRoseSociety.org. Thank you for your support.
Hospital expenses for serious illness, for burial, or for the time off you and your family would need after a tragedy. Once your child becomes an adult, you can even pass the policy over to them. Call me today at 480-840-2370. There's no reason your family should be unprepared. That's 480-840-2370.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480. KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Problems aboard the space shuttle Discovery. Let's go live now to the AP's John Belmont. John, exactly what's going on with the Discovery?
Well, more of a head-scratcher than a problem, and they now think there's not going to be any problem at all. What happened was this morning the astronauts were looking away from the shuttle. They saw something floating away. And then they looked up at the rudder section, and they thought they saw a bump up there. Well, engineers worked it on the ground for quite a while this morning, and the latest word from Houston to Discovery is the thing that floated away was a little metal clip. No worry, they say. And when they looked at the rudder and saw that bump, that was just the angle they were looking at the tail section. Really, no problem at all. So the bottom line is Discovery is in ship shape to come home late tomorrow morning to Kennedy Space Center, weather permitting.
And what time is the landing expected for tomorrow, John?
About 11:15. Tomorrow morning, Eastern Time. That's if they come home on the first opportunity.
Very good, John. Thanks. And we'll be keeping an eye on this story all through the afternoon in case there are any developments in that. President Bush is in Paris on his European farewell tour, and he's carrying with him a unity message.
Instead of dwelling on our differences, we're increasingly united in our interests and ideals.
And the president this morning had a very special visit at the Vatican. He went with Pope Benedict to a special garden that the Pope conducts services in and prays in every morning, and the president was very grateful for that visit. On the economy, we have some interesting news on inflation. Analysts say they say that inflation does not appear to be spreading beyond the food and energy areas after seeing a report today on retail prices from the Labor Department. The Consumer Price Index rose by 0.6% in May, led by soaring costs of gasoline and other energy. Oil prices are easing a bit as well today. We are seeing that the oil is now averaging about $135 a gallon, and on Wall Street, a little bit of a rally as we head through the midday period here in the East Coast. Right now, the Dow is up about 118 points. This is AP Radio News. An opposition lawyer says a Zimbabwean judge has ordered police to bring the number two opposition leader to court tomorrow. Selby Chwaka says the high court order came in response to an opposition court plea. Judges ordered police to explain why Tendai Biti should not be immediately released. In Oklahoma, it's day for mourning for the loss of two best friends. Friends and relatives are attending funerals for two girls who were mysteriously shot and killed on a country road last weekend in a small working-class town of Walitka. Services for 13-year-old Taylor Paschal Placker were held this morning at the First Baptist Church in Door. The funeral for the other girl is taking place later today at the First Baptist Church in Henrietta. And there's a tiger on the prowl at the U.S. Open. Tiger Woods is in the hunt once again, and this comes just after he had knee surgery right after the Masters. He says he's pretty confident going into today's second round play. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Sam's Club. Visit your local Sam's Club today for exceptional values on patio furniture, meats, grills, and more. Stop by and take advantage of a full season of savings.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. The cure for the corporate radio blues. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Do you owe the IRS over $10,000 or have unfiled back taxes? If so, the IRS is looking for you. The IRS is the most brutal collection agency in the world, and this year has just hired a massive amount of new government agents to seize your property, garnish your wages, force you into foreclosure, and even put you in jail. The IRS will stop at nothing. Don't let this happen to you. Call Tax Relief ASAP at 877-222-9044 right now. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, you may qualify for the 2008 settlement program and get out for pennies of what you owe. But you must act now. Stop worrying. Stop looking over your shoulder and imagine the freedom you could have again. Call Tax Relief ASAP, the most effective tax firm with over 31 years of proven experience. Call Tax Relief ASAP now at 877-222-9044. That's 877-222-9044.
Attention, small business owners. Do you worry about your business when you're not there? Do you fear your profits are walking out the front door? Maybe you worry about productivity when you're gone, employee theft, or just the liability altogether. Protect Your World Alarms wants to give you peace of mind. They'll install the latest security cameras at your business or residence, which will record all activity 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Then we will link it to your computer so that you can review all activity from anywhere in the U.S. or the world. Protect Your World Alarms prides themselves in providing the highest quality equipment at the best price. For less than a dollar a day, we can install a Honeywell system that will alert police, fire, or paramedics in case of any kind of emergency. Feel safe and secure in your business or in your own home. Call 623-205-8003. That's 623-205-8003. Or log on to protectyourworldalarms.com. Log on to protectyourworldalarms.com.
The Mike Malloy Show.
And unless we remove impeachment from the Constitution by failing to exercise it, in which case truth will no longer matter any more than justice or peace. Why is it always Dennis Kucinich? That's something I don't quite get. There are other liberal members of Congress. Why always Dennis?
The Mike Malloy Show, weeknights from 6 to 9 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Welcome to the Tom Hartman Program.
The true people's radio.
Tom Hartman.
Now, here's Tom Hartman.
And greetings, my friends, patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and justice, believers in peace, freedom, and the American way. And happy Friday the 13th to you. Mercury's retrograde, and it's Friday the 13th. Something for everybody to be paranoid about. Actually, it might be good news. According to the Dutch Center for Insurance Statistics, Friday the 13th has fewer accidents, fewer reports of theft, and fewer fires than any other Friday of the year. They actually did an analysis of this. So Bernie Sanders, it's our Brunch with Bernie Hour. Senator Bernie Sanders with us as always. Bernie, good news maybe? Happy Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th, right. Fewer fires. All right.
Well, yeah, there you go. By the way, let me just mention sanders.senate.gov is your website. Ours, of course, tomhartman.com and airamerica.com. And the Tom Vision is up and running. You can find the link to it at tomhartman.com, or if you go over to airamerica.com on the Tom Hartman page. So,
well, Tom, let's start
what's up with you, Bernie?
Website, because I want to mention something to the listeners. About a month ago, we published a small booklet. It was called The Collapse of the Middle Class, Letters from Vermont and America. And what that's about is that I asked people in the state of Vermont a couple of months ago to tell me what the collapse of the middle class meant to them in real life terms, in their own language. And we were stunned by the amount of letters that we received and the power of those letters, just from ordinary people who had thought that they were in the middle class, but suddenly found that all of their dreams and their hopes for their kids were just slipping right through their fingers. And we got some 700 emails on that subject. Then we asked people to tell us what these outrageously high gas and oil prices are doing, and we got 1,100 more. And we put some of the more poignant ones into a booklet, yeah, which people can find on our website, which is sanders.senate.gov. I think it's interesting reading because it's one thing, you know, to talk about statistics and the collapse of the economy on the Bush It's another thing to hear how people who are in the middle of that collapse, what's going on in their lives. And it just kind of blows you away, and it makes you realize how this crisis hits people in ways you just didn't think. We got a letter, for example, from a woman who works in an oncology center. Okay? Well, what does that have to do with high gas and oil prices? Well, you know what? In a rural state, you got a lot of lower-income people who travel long distances to get chemotherapy and radiation. And you know what? They're having a hard time getting the therapy.
Wow.
Who would have thought of that?
Yeah, the booklet, by the way, I'm holding up a copy of her camera. We're videoing the show now.
Oh, okay.
people watching can see it. Anyway.
All right. So, you know, and people can pick up these stories. And it puts to a lie, I think, a lot of the mythology pushed by the Bush administration until at least a few months ago that, well, the economy is doing very, very well. It's robust. The fundamentals are strong. Unemployment is not that high. And the reality is that since Bush has been president, as I think most of the listeners know, the middle class has been collapsing. Median family income has gone down for working families by about $2,500. 8 million Americans have lost their health insurance. 3 million people have lost their pensions. And the only people, of course, who have done well are Bush's good friends in corporate America and the wealthiest people in this country. And we now have the obscenity of having the wealthiest 0.1% earning more income than the bottom 50%. And, you know, it's something, I was at a press conference the other day in Washington. These are issues the media in Washington almost never, ever deals with.
Yeah.
You know, they talk about the economy is strong. Oh, yeah, we got a problem here. The reality is the middle class in this country is collapsing, and we're looking at an acceleration in the gap between the very rich and not just the poor, but in everybody else. Now, one of the points made over and over again in the emails that we receive is that as bad as the general situation is, these high gas and oil prices have just made it that much worse and have kind of taken people over the economic edge. And this obviously applies to truckers who are now paying over $5 a gallon for diesel fuel, to workers who in rural states like mine, you know, are just having a hard time. Many of them can't afford to fill up their whole, you know, gas tank.
Right.
And, you know, if you're traveling 50 miles to work, you know, a good part of your paycheck is going right into that gas tank. And what we are very worried about is the home heating oil situation in the Northeast. And we're going to work ferociously to make sure that, A, we expand LIHEAP, and, B, we do every – LIHEAP is the low-income heating assistance program that helps people with paying their fuel bills. And, B, obviously, that we continue to tackle and lower the price of oil and gas. That's top of my agenda. Meanwhile, while we are working on that, we can't forget the crisis in global warming and what is sitting out there. And here is some really good news. I get excited about it, is that while we have to deal with high gas and oil prices today, at the same time, we've got to transform our energy system away from fossil fuels and foreign oil into energy efficiency and sustainable energy. And I'll tell you something. I mean, and this is one of the key issues in this campaign. If Obama is elected, I believe we have a chance to really transform our energy system and create millions of good-paying jobs. There was a conference in D.C. just a couple of days ago where I had a staff guy go to. There are a number of companies now that have technologies for hybrid plug-ins where we should have cars on the road in the near future that are 150 miles per gallon. That's what we should be having. Now, why we don't have it already, I can't tell you why. It's beyond my belief that you have Detroit keep producing cars that nobody wants, and now people are waiting 4 months for a Toyota Prius.
Yeah.
Obviously, we should be producing these cars. There are companies now ready to produce electric cars. I've mentioned this before, but one of the sleeper technologies that does not get a lot of attention, there will be a hearing in Albuquerque, New Mexico, I believe on July 2nd that I'll be going to, dealing with solar thermal units. These are large electric generating power plants that get their electricity from the sun. They can produce as much electricity as a small nuclear power plant. 400,000 homes will get electricity from a plant that Pacific Gas and Electric is planning to build in Mojave Desert within the next couple of years. And there are 7 or 8 other projects online in the Southwest.
Yeah.
So there's all kinds of technology out there in terms of transportation, in terms of energy efficiency. LED light bulbs should be on the market within a couple of years for home use, which consume 1/10 of the electricity that incandescent light bulbs do. We should be producing wind turbines in this country, both large wind farms and small wind turbines. The potential is extraordinary, and I've been working with some success in the energy bill, trying to get the money to cities and towns to do these things, and to enable universities to get some of the money, et cetera, et cetera. But the potential there is extraordinary.
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, the Mojave Desert could be the next Saudi Arabia.
Absolutely.
The company that hosts our website, it's called Greenest Host, and they've got a little ad on our homepage at tomhartman.com if anybody wants to check them out, is, as far as I know, the only 100% solar-powered company hosting websites in the country. They've got a giant solar array out in the Mojave Desert, and that's what's powering their server farm. And they made the point in their ads that computer servers, these, you know, when you log on like Google and stuff, you know, or anybody's website, that computer servers around the world are consuming so much electricity that it's producing, that they're putting more carbon dioxide into the atmosphere than the entire U.S. airline fleet.
Wow, that's interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah, and so here's a company, as far as I know, the only one, Greenest Host, that is actually running all of their servers 100% off electricity that's generated by the sun out on the California end, you know, on the edge of the Mojave Desert.
The potential is just unbelievable.
Yeah.
But what you keep having in the Congress and in Washington is tremendous power of the coal companies, of the oil companies wanting us to go the same old way, and obviously in Bush Cheney and these guys. But transforming our energy system not only helps us reverse global warming, cleans up the environment, it's going to create jobs.
Well, and entrepreneurial opportunities. I mean, here's Greenest Host. This is a little company. And, you know, I know the guy who owns a good chunk of it. He's a friend of mine, and which is one of the reasons that, you know, we got together and did this. And he's an entrepreneur. I mean,
right.
You know, he's
That's
a small
right.
businessman.
It's waiting up. All right, the other thing that I want to say, the area that this week on the floor of the Senate, the Republicans, for, I believe, the 75th time, which is more than at any time in the history of the Senate, did another filibuster to prevent debate on efforts to lower the price of gas and oil. And two of the key components there were a windfall profits tax on the oil companies. And Here's the story there. ExxonMobil in the last 2 years has made some $80 billion, more money than any corporation in the history of the world. Since Bush has been president, the large oil companies have made some $600 billion in profit. They are not using that money, despite what they tell
billion
you.
Billion with a B?
B, billion.
Wow.
We don't talk about millions in Washington.
Yeah.
B, billion.
Yeah.
$600 billion since Bush has been president. Yeah. And what they are doing is using most of that money to buy back their own stock and drive their stock prices up. That's what they're
right.
doing.
And pay their executives very well. Let us
almost
know.
As much as you make, I bet.
Yeah, right. In my dreams. Senator Bernie Sanders with us. It's our Brunch with Bernie Friday. And Bernie will be taking your calls at 866-303-2270. We'll pick up your calls right after this. Sanders.Senate.gov, TomHartman.com, AirAmerica.com, our websites. 16 minutes past the hour.
Tom Hartman.
Speaking the truth that multinational corporations don't want you to know.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Weekdays on 1480 KPHX.
Attention RV owners, you might want to pull your vehicle over because I'm about to blow your mind. Ready? GEICO now insures all types of RVs like motorized, sport utility, towable RVs, motorhomes, trailers and pop-ups. And if there was an RV that levitated and ran on fish and chips, they'd probably insure that too. So see how much money you could save with GEICO. Boy, where you headed anyway? I hope it's a water park. I love those.
Now GEICO offers insurance on all the stuff that moves you, including RVs. Call 1-800-947-AUTO or visit GEICO.com.
With extra tax rebates from Uncle Sam, now is the perfect time to reinvest in your home. And Ace can help with easy, affordable home improvement projects that will look great and add value. Like painting. We can show you smart, simple ways to save time and money, giving your biggest investment a fresh new look. Or add to your curb appeal with lawn and garden supplies that'll get the job done right. For expert help and friendly advice, get to Ace, the helpful place. Find your local Ace at acehardware.com.
Jody here, and I'm Beth of the West Valley Two Men and a Truck Moving Service. You know, there are important questions you should ask when hiring a moving company. Does the mover charge by the piece or by the hour? At Two Men and a Truck, we always charge by the hour, not the piece. Does the moving company carry workers' compensation insurance for their movers? We carry workman's compensation on all our employees. Should there be an accident or mishap, our items insured for their actual replacement value or simply by the pound. Our damage policy is repair, replace, or actual cash value. Does the moving company support organizations that support your values? Two Men in a Truck is a proud sponsor of 1480 and supports organizations like City of Hope and Toys for Tots. So get a move on for your free, no-obligation estimate. Call 602-242-2180 or log on to wearemovers.com.
Each franchise is independently owned and operated.
Call 602-242-2180 and get moving today.
This Father's Day, give Dad the world. Have a map framed for his office. Give him yourself with a gorgeous framed photo of the family. Preserve his legacy with a framed collage of his favorite photos and keepsakes, like pictures of him and his buddies. Here's your chance to be the favorite child or a truly cherished wife, and you receive a free 4x6 or 5x7 frame for yourself. Call 602-277-3112 or visit the Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback today. Father's Day is just around the corner. That's the Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback.
Thank you, 1480 listeners, for your overwhelming response to our 20% bonus promotion. If you missed out on the 20% bonus, don't worry. We have a variety of products designed for growth with bonus guarantees that are risk-free. This is especially important if you're facing retirement or if your current portfolio is tanking. Hi, my name is Cecilia, wealth advisor for FreePoint Wealth Management, and I'm not your typical financial planner. Let me show you why you don't want your retirement money at risk and how you can make sure your retirement money carries you through your whole retirement life. Whether you're 20 years away, 10 years away, or if your retirement has just arrived at your doorstep, you do not want to take this journey flying by the seat of your pants. Call me now, 602-505-2464. Don't wish you did when your portfolio takes a nosedive. We're licensed, we're regulated, and we're good at what we do. Call me now, 602-505-2464. That's 602-505-2464. It's easy to remember, 602-505-2464.
1130 The Restaurant in the Arizona Center, 3rd Street in Van Buren, offers the finest in contemporary dining pleasure and has just what you need to satisfy any appetite, from steak and ribs to seafood and delightful salads. Five-star dining at prices you can live with. 1130 The Restaurant, open for lunch, dinner, and special engagements. Join us for happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 to 7 with daily drink specials. Parking is free with validation every day at 1130 The Restaurant.
Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Berrios at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
Well, I took a walk around the world to ease my troubled mind. I left my body lying somewhere in the sands of time. But I watched the world look to the dark side of the moon. I feel there's nothing I can do.
21 minutes past the hour, our Brunch with Bernie hour on the Tom Hartman program here on Air America Radio. Senator Bernie Sanders with us, the independent senator from Vermont, neither a Republican nor a Democrat. When he was in the House of Representatives, he's the longest serving independent in the history of the House of Representatives, now doing a great job in the U.S. Senate and taking your calls as he's done on this show for years and years now, every Friday. Bernie, ready to hit the phone lines here?
Ready to go.
Okay, great. Let's see. Trying to figure out where. Here we go. Lou in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Hey, Lou, you're on the air with Senator Bernie Sanders.
Well, good morning, Tom. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Lou.
Incidentally, Senator, you are my hero.
Thank you very much.
And I'm an old man, but you're still my hero. I like to ask you two questions. Now the Supreme Court has ruled on this, on the habeas corpus. Do you think they'll get around to the Patriot Act or the executive order that Bush put out concerning the control of the National Guard? Those are the questions, right? I'd like to make a suggestion. The name John K. Cooley, July 21st, 2001, an article he wrote for ABC News called Trading with the Enemy. It might be interesting reading.
Okay.
And I'll let you go and listen on the air.
Okay.
And I appreciate you.
Thanks
Thank
a lot,
you.
Lou. Thanks
Lou,
a lot.
Well, what Lou is talking about, obviously, is the Supreme Court decision yesterday on the Military Commissions Act, which, by a 5-4 vote, ruled that a habeas corpus is, in fact, alive and well in the United States of America under the Bush administration, despite the Bush desire to do otherwise. And what they said You know, it is so elemental, and we hope that every sixth grader in America understands what the Constitution is about, is that you can't just seize somebody and lock them away and not tell them why they are in prison, not provide legal help to them, not give them a chance to defend themselves.
Yeah, this is what habeas corpus means.
Right, this is what this is the essence of the American jurisprudence system. And Bush, of course, does not believe that. He just locked these guys away, and that was that. And not only is it an assault on our own Constitution, equally important, it is one of the reasons why we are increasingly despised all over the world by countries. And the reason why that's so important, it's not that our feelings should get hurt, that people around the world don't like us. I remember I was in Morocco some months ago. And the guy there who's the ambassador, a Republican fellow, nice guy, Republican appointee by Bush. I said, tell me, how do the people there feel about Bush? He said, well, last poll, I think he said they were 13% approval rating. This is a moderate Muslim country.
Wow.
And that's going on all over the world. So you can't go about talking about justice and democracy and freedom, which the president does every day, and then throw a bunch of people in jail and lock the door. So this was a welcome Supreme Court decision. Lou asks, can we go forward on even more of the attacks that Bush made on our constitutional rights? And I certainly hope so. I was one of the relatively few people in the House to vote against the USA Patriot Act. And again, that's what this election is about. The election is about to say that, yes, of course we're concerned about international terrorism. We're going to do everything we can to protect America. But we can and must do it in a way that maintains the basic constitutional rights that make us a free country. So Lou asked a good question, and I certainly hope that we will go forward under a new president in doing away with many of the attacks that Bush made on our constitutional rights.
From your lips to God's ears, Bernie. Peter in Kentucky, you're on the air with Senator Bernie Sanders.
Good morning, Senator Sanders, and good morning, Tom.
Morning.
Tom, I have been listening to your show for 4 years, and it's my favorite program on radio.
Thank you.
I have a comment and a question, please, for Senator Sanders. My comment is, I'm a truck driver, and I travel the entire United States, and I don't understand why the southeastern quadrant of the United States could not be the energy-generating sector for this country. Endless supply of sunshine, desert, and wind power.
You mean the Southwest?
Which could be supplemented by tidal power in New England.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as is happening in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And are you still there?
Yes, we're here.
And I have a comment, please, a question, actually. For the last 10 or 15 years, efforts have been made to pass legislation that would mandate the installation of APUs on trucks, auxiliary power units, which would save billions of dollars and billions of gallons of diesel consumption. And this legislation has never been passed, and I was wanting to ask why that might be. Is it possible that special interests have blocked the legislation?
Thank you very much.
Can't give you a definitive answer on your last question. Is it possible that special interests block legislation? Peter, that happens every single day in the United States Senate because the special interests have just enormous power. All that I can tell you is we are behind, even on such simple issues as demanding the cars in the United States get strong mileage per gallon. We are way behind Europe, China, Japan. We did manage, against tremendous opposition, to raise the CAFE standards from 25 to 35 miles per gallon. That is not enough. And we'll deal with some of your other questions when we come back from the commercial.
Great. It's our Brunch with Bernie Hour. Senator Bernie Sanders taking your calls at 866-303-2270. TomHartmann.com, AirAmerica.com, Sanders.Senate.gov. Stick around. We'll be right back. 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartmann Program.
Call Tom at 866-303-2270.
The Valley's Progressive Talk, streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
Hi, we've been talking and talking about gas prices and the solutions to high prices. One of the easiest ways to decrease the cost is to downsize to a smaller car. Small cars use less gas. Less gas means less cost. You get it. GM gets it, too. As you know, I have friends there. They let me drive their latest edition, the Saturn Astra. The Astra is based on one of GM's best-selling European models, and it has all the refinement you'd expect in a larger, more expensive vehicle. Not bad for a sport compact. The Astra offers an EPA estimated 30 miles to the gallon on the highway with an automatic transmission. But the really impressive technology here is what GM calls neutral idle technology. Basically, the transmission shifts to neutral during stops, like at traffic lights, and it saves gas. It's all part of GM's exploration of advanced technologies, how they're helping us to use less and less gas until the day when we use no gas at all. For more information on the Saturn Astra, go to www.gm.com/explore. That's gm.com/explore.
My home is 70 years old, and so are some of its problems. I was looking for a handyman to seal a leaky sink when I called Brad Schrader. Brad answered the phone himself and set up an appointment for the following day. He was on time and neatly dressed, and I quickly knew how much he enjoyed his job because he wouldn't shut up about it. First, he details all the problems. Then he gives the reasons why the problems need to be fixed. He tells you how much every little thing costs and why it costs that much. He is constantly explaining himself and often explains the explanations. But you know what? He is the perfect gentleman. Brad is nice and just wants to make sure you feel good about the work he's doing. I would recommend Brad without a thought. But next time, I think I'll let him do the work when I'm not home.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from members in your area on Angie's List. From handymen to electricians, educate your guests at AngiesList.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Full in North Carolina, I'm Rita Foley. Police say two people have been shot at a soda bottling plant north of Charlotte, North Carolina. They say the shooter is still at large. There are no other details at the moment. NASA's investigating a couple of issues with a shuttle, an object that floated away, and a bump on the ship's rudder.
So far, it doesn't appear to pose any concern for the safe return of the astronauts to the Kennedy Space Center tomorrow.
That's a NASA spokesman. Senate Banking Committee Chair Chris Dodd reportedly got two mortgages under a special countrywide financial program that gave preferential interest rates to friends of the company's chairman. A spokesman for Dodd says he didn't seek any special treatment. President Bush is in Paris on his European farewell tour, carrying a unity message. And in North Carolina, a couple accused of tying their 13-year-old son to a tree for two nights to punish him for disobedience has been charged with murder in his death, according to authorities. I'm Rita Foley.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Bringing democracy back to the airwaves. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Hi, it's Randy Rhodes. Anyone that's listened to my show knows my family is no stranger to breast disease. I even had a scare myself. Remember after my last breast exam, the doctor said I needed more tests and no one on staff could tell me anything else, and they sent me on my way until my next appointment? I walked outside and my head was spinning and I didn't know what I should do now. Well, I finally made it to the next appointment over a week later and found out everything was fine, but that week was terrifying. I wish I knew then about Dr. Barclay White at Arizona BreastNet. Dr. Barclay White and her entirely female staff specialize only in breast health. Arizona BreastNet is one of the few practices nationwide that uses digital mammography. The image detail is unsurpassed, and women appreciate that it's not as uncomfortable as a traditional mammogram. But the best part is, if you need follow-up, you have those tests done that day with immediate results, too. My next exam will be at Arizona BreastNet, so make yours at Arizona BreastNet today. Call 480-314-7600, 480-314-7600, or azbreastnet.com.
When you're ready to buy or sell real estate in the Valley, call Mo Higazi, top volume producer with DPR Realty LLC. The secret to Mo's success is his great service and up to 85% commission discounts and rebates.
When selling your home, Mo generally charges a 1% plus buyer broker's commission of 3%. And with no buyer broker, the commission stays at 1%.
For buyers, Mo offers up to a 2% commission. commission discount rebate or $10,000 on the purchase of a $500,000 property. Mo will sell your property for as low as 1% commission, and he'll give up to a 2% rebate on your purchase.
Mo will even make a contribution of 5% of his commission to the progressive or charitable organization of your choice. Better service for a better price. Save big and benefit the cause you care about.
To find out more, start your own property search, or to list your property, call Mo Higazi, 602-326-3552. That's 602-326-3552, or go to ArizonaRebateRealty.com.
What a magical modern age we live in.
Segregation now.
We can BlackBerry.
Segregation tomorrow.
iPod.
Segregation forever.
Text message.
No, we're not anti-black so much as we're pro-white.
And we can play tennis on the Wii.
Tom Thurmond ran for president. We voted for him.
There's a black man running for president.
If the rest of the country followed our lead, we wouldn't have all these problems over all these years either.
Have we really come that far? Or are we just fooling ourselves? Activate your passion all day and night on 1480 KPHX.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
I hear the drums of war, they are changing. And everybody's getting in the groove. Laughing and dancing and talking and shouting and singing. We got nothing but love to prove. How about you? Everything's okay in the USA, in the good old USA.
34 minutes past the hour. Well, it's getting better. Getting better every day, especially with people like Bernie Sanders in the U.S. Senate. Bernie, you wanted to wrap up your answer to the question?
Tom, Peter made the point he thought the South, I'm not sure if he meant the Southeast or the Southwest, could produce so much energy. He is absolutely right. And I know, and you know, that these are very tough times in this country in so many ways. Our healthcare system is collapsing. We're in a war in Iraq, and we're not producing the kinds of energy in our own country that we should be in sustainable forms. But what I want to tell people is I, for one, am optimistic, because sitting in Washington, D.C., I see tens and tens of billions of dollars being spent in areas where they should not be spent, and the potential, if we invest intelligently, to transform our country. Let me just give people a couple of examples. We have gotten a number of calls over the years on the healthcare crisis, right? I'm sure you get them every day.
Sure.
Tom, for $3 billion, which is 1 week in Iraq, let me repeat, 1 week in Iraq, we could build hundreds of federally qualified health centers, community health centers all over this country, which essentially would provide primary health care, dental care, mental health counseling, low-cost prescription drugs to every man, woman, and child in this country. What do you think? 1 week, 1 week
in
the war in Iraq. If we invested in sustainable energy, if we invested in mass transportation, if we invested in our infrastructure, instead of giving tax breaks to billionaires, we can create millions of good-paying jobs. We could make sure that every kid in this country who has the ability can go to college without going deeply into debt. And people say, oh, this is utopian thinking. You can't afford to do that. Of course you can afford to do that. Instead of paying $12 billion a month for the war in Iraq, instead of spending $515 billion a year on top of that on military spending, much of that wasteful and fraudulent, instead of giving tax breaks to corporations that don't need it, that's what we can do. So I don't want people to get overwhelmed and pessimistic. We can do it. We can transform the country if we get our priorities right, which is why this election is so terribly important.
Yeah, we just need the right representatives in leadership. Brian in Anderson, South Carolina, you're on the air with Senator Bernie Sanders.
Good afternoon, guys. Hey. My question and kind of a comment, the solar power and wind power, those ideas are extremely, you know, those are great ideas, but every time it's brought up, those are, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 years down the road. I was just curious to find out what Congress is actually doing right now to help people out today.
Good.
Guys can't, you know, continue to pay $4 and $5 a gallon for gas. Yet every time an idea is brought up in Congress right now, the Republicans pull a filibuster and just walk out, and they just decide not to talk about it, and just in my eyes, it seems that absolutely nothing is being done for the man today.
Okay, Brian, thank you very much. That's an excellent question. I disagree with you a little bit, but in one respect. You're going to see some of these solar plants up and running within a couple of years. If we had our act together, we could move quite rapidly. But you asked the right question. People are hurting today, paying $4.10 for a gallon of gas. As I mentioned earlier, our people are scared to death in the Northeast about the cost of home heating oil next winter. The bill that came up just this last week, and I was one of the people in the Senate who pushed it, did a number of things to get some immediate relief, because Brian is quite right. We need to act right now. What we said to the oil company is, you are enjoying record-breaking profits. In some cases, you're paying your CEOs $400 million a year in compensation packages. We're going to impose a windfall profits tax on you. And there's two goals in that. Number one, to bring in some revenue for sustainable energy, but also to wake the oil companies up and to tell them they can't continue to rip off the American people. You know, Tom, we take so much for granted the incompetence of this administration. You would think that if you had a normal president, what would he have done a month or 2 months ago? He would have brought the entire oil industry into the Oval Office and said, hey, guys, the American people can't afford these type prices. Do something about it.
What's going on?
Or else. Yeah. Not a hint in a million years that he would do that. All right, that's number one. Number two, let me tell Brian that I, among many others, have been looking at the whole issue of speculation. This is a very complicated issue. There are about three people in the world who understand energy economics. I mean, it's very complicated stuff. But we have heard testimony from some very knowledgeable economists who suggest that between 25 and 50% of the cost of a barrel of oil today has to do with speculation. And some of the people who told us, maybe in self-defense here, were the oil industry themselves.
Sure.
And they came forward and said, look, yeah, we know the price of oil is $135 a barrel. That's not us.
Right.
You know, it costs us a certain amount to produce it, but it ain't $135. Take a look at speculation. Now, this is what we do know. We know, Tom, that in recent years, we have seen companies like BP, British Petroleum, put some control the propane gas market. We have seen Enron control electricity in the West Coast. We have seen control over natural gas by a hedge fund.
Right.
So these are not new ideas to suggest that maybe you have speculators who are bidding up the oil market for their own self-interest. And that is an area that we are looking on right now. And the problem is a lot of the trading in oil futures is now below the radar screen. It's not transparent. Mm-hmm. And one of the efforts that we are trying to make is re-regulating energy trading. So there's, to answer Brian's question, some of us know what's going on in the real world, and we know how much people are hurting, and we know that while we've got to work long-term on sustainable energy and energy efficiency, we've got to work today to lower the price of oil and gas. And so looking at a windfall profit tax and getting into the issue of speculation are two of the areas that we're working on.
Yeah, very good. Howard in Los Angeles, listening on K-Talk. You're on the air with Senator Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, hi, Tom. How are you, Senator? Good to talk to you. Quick question for you. I was wondering why, given all the market share and market power that the oil companies have and the apparent collusion, I was wondering why the Sherman Act really isn't being enforced.
Good question. Well, in this case, it's not only oil where we've seen fewer and fewer companies controlling more and more of the industry. It is most industries in this country. And if you look at agribusiness, if you look at financial services, what you see in recent years is merger after merger and more control of industry by a handful of very powerful players. The caller, Howard, asked, why hasn't there been antitrust activity?
Right.
And the answer is George W. Bush is president, Dick Cheney is vice president. That's not what they do. Their job And they're doing a great job at it. And we got to give these guys credit. Their job is to represent corporate America and the very rich. And since they have been in office, corporate America and the very rich have done very, very well, middle class.
Well, really, since Reagan came in, he was the guy who essentially suspended enforcement of the Sherman Act, which led to the whole mergers and acquisitions mania, and these M&A artists, which we'd never heard of before.
Right.
And it's
now, that's
like
exactly
that
right. I mean, and I, you know, there was a speech that Obama gave recently. I think taking note of this is that in a democratic civilized society, government has a very important role to play. And that is, we cannot allow a handful of greedy institutions. And the culture of corporate America today is absolute greed. They would sell out this country in 5 minutes. They would throw workers out on the street, move to China, prop up an authoritarian government there. They would go to bed with Saudi Arabia as long as they can make a buck. And it is the responsibility of the United States government to represent the people of this country, to fighting for dignity and a decent standard of living for the middle class. And to do that, you have got to stand up to corporate America, which today has so much power, not only economic power. When these guys make billions of dollars, they don't put their money under their mattress. They use it, among other things, for lobbying, for campaign contributions, for advertising, and they're spending huge sums of money doing that. You know, we were talking today a lot, obviously, about outrageously high gas and oil prices. The oil industry has spent hundreds of millions of dollars in lobbying, in campaign contributions. That's what these guys do.
When we see the ads on, I'm watching the news on CNN, and I see an ad for a company selling oil drilling rigs. And it's like, why are they advertising an oil drilling rig? Like, I'm going to pull $400 million out of my back pocket and put one up in the Caribbean, if it's not to influence the news by saying, hey, we're a big advertiser. You don't want to mess with us.
I didn't see the ad, but I'm told my colleague Claire McCaskill from Missouri was on the floor yesterday, I think it was, talking about it. Not only one, but two full-page ads in the New York Times by ExxonMobil, which cost a pretty penny, by the way, that we're paying for at the gas pump.
Yeah.
So, it you know, these guys have – the amount of money they have is literally beyond belief.
People and the advertising is tax-deductible. It's a business expense.
So the answer is these guys have huge power, and the political issue of the moment, of our time, is whether the American people and the Congress and a – good president can take these guys on. That's the struggle that we face.
There you go. Senator Bernie Sanders with us. Brunch with Bernie. Back with your calls, 866-303-2270. Sanders.senate.gov. TomHartman.com. However you spell it, will get you there. And AirAmerica, of course, .com. And the Tom Hartman page there. 45 minutes past the hour.
The Tom Hartman Program.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Stephanie Miller at 6 a.m., Tom Hartman at 9, weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
You know, there's a lot of things you can do with Uncle Sam's stimulus, though. Be a patriot. Go to Advance Auto Parts and get your car right. And don't put it off until your alternator goes bad or your battery quits or your brake pads give out. You need your car running right. That's how you get to work, make money, pay bills, buy stuff. If your car doesn't work, neither do you. Advance Auto Parts is on hand, ready to help. So stop on by. Whatever you're working on, Advance will help you keep the wheels turning.
With extra tax rebates from Uncle Sam, now is the perfect time to reinvest in your home. And Ace can help with easy, affordable home improvement projects that will look great and add value, like painting. We can show you smart, simple ways to save time and money, giving your biggest investment a fresh new look. Or add to your curb appeal with lawn and garden supplies that'll get the job done right. For expert help and friendly advice, get to Ace, the helpful place. Find your local Ace at acehardware.com.
Hi, Mike Malloy here. I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it has been real money for over 5,000 years. And as you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's one reason so many people buy gold and silver coins through ITM trading. You should call ITM, too, at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. Now, there may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me on this, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The U.S. has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. And that's why some nations don't want U.S. dollars today. And that's big money, smart money talking. So I hope you're listening when I tell you that you should call ITM Trading and buy gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to get you started. It's really very simple. 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
Do you own a political or business website that needs more traffic? Are you tired of rising prices for paid web listings? Well, there's a natural way to increase traffic to your site with search optimization. When you search on Google or Yahoo, did you ever wonder why some sites show up at the top and others are buried pages deep? Atomic Media & Web knows that search engines like Google look at those sites and decide the rank based on their secret formula for relevance. Then they store that info in a gigantic database. Atomic Media & Web specializes not only in web design, but also offers a search optimization service to make your site naturally relevant to most search engines, thus increasing the visibility for your site on the web without having to purchase pricey listings. To learn more about search optimization, log on to AtomicMediaWeb.com. That's AtomicMediaWeb.com or call 480-736-2711. 480-736-2711. Maximize your site's web traffic with search optimization. Call 480-736-2711 or log on to AtomicMediaWeb.com.
Insurance. You know you need it. When the unexpected happens, you'll be glad you had it. Don't wait another day to insure your property, vehicle, or your business. What would you do without your home, your auto, or your business? Could you afford the cost of a fire, theft, or a flood? Could you recoup all the assets in your home after a break-in? Are you driving an uninsured or an underinsured car? Is your business protected for loss of earnings or employee dishonesty? Call Haldeman Agency, 602-279-5199. Operating in Arizona only, invested in our community, with years of knowledge and expertise in the insurance business. Your calls will be answered, claims will be filed and followed up on by your Haldeman agent.
Hi, I'm Meredith Haldeman. Call me, 602-279-5199, to see how I may serve you. That's 602-279-5199. Haldeman Agency, my family has served yours since 1925. 602-279-5199.
The Randy Rhoads Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
Sailing away on the crest of a wave, it's like magic. Oh, rolling and riding and slipping and sliding, it's magic.
Nine and a half minutes before the hour, welcome back. It's our Brunch with Bernie Hour. Senator Bernie Sanders with us. By the way, Bernie, before we go to the next call, something I just wanted to share with you. One of the folks in the chat room, Cisnerica, just reminded me of it. We had Congressman Peter DeFazio, who I know is a good friend of yours, on this show a couple of days ago from the Democrat from Oregon. And he said that there's all this sturm and drang about the oil companies wanting to have leases for ANWR. You know, mm-hmm. they want to open up more sites to drill.
Right.
He said that of the 10,000 leases, more or less, maybe it's a little more than that, that have been granted to the oil companies over the last decade or so, the vast majority of them have not been explored. They've got all these oil leases all over the place, including
Alaska. That's right. And there was just a press conference in the House yesterday. We'll be working on under the Senate, which makes the same point. I think there's something like 33 million acres of federal lands onshore and offshore available. The vast majority of them have not been utilized.
Right, so it's like they're sitting on this stuff, which gets us back to the...
And by the way, DeFazio is one of the best in the House and is just consistently does a good job in these issues.
I absolutely agree with you. Bill in St. Louis, Missouri, you're on the air with Senator Bernie Sanders.
Good morning, gentlemen. Enjoy your program.
Thank you.
Bernie, what I was curious about is this farm bill that was just passed. I have a question, and I'm going to give you my comment first. I'm a true Democrat all the way, but I really resent the fact that here we are paying more for higher food price, and I know it's hard to justify sending tax dollars to support farmers who make as much as $1.5 million a year. I mean, that's...
All right, Bill, let me say this. Okay, thank you
What's
for the
good place. About the bill?
Okay, Bill, hang on there, because here's the story. Right now, it is, as most listeners know, very, very, very difficult to get anything passed in the United States Senate. What the media has picked up is this one particular outrage, and I share it with you.
I can't defend, do not want to defend, do not believe that wealthy farmers should be getting subsidies from the American people, period. It's wrong. But what you have to understand is that to pass a bill like that, enormous compromises have had to be made. Now, in that bill, do you know where most of the money went? This is not a bill. It should be renamed, by the way, because it's not necessarily a farm bill. It's mostly a nutrition bill. Most of the money in that bill went to expand the food stamp program, nutrition programs in school, efforts to finally increase funding for those people who are having a hard time feeding their families.
So the Republicans' price for allowing progressives to have that was that they wanted to make sure that fat calf farmers got their share.
That's true, but let me also say there were some Democrats involved in that as well. So yeah, I don't want to blame all of that on the Republicans. But what I do want to say is the media picks up on that.
Yeah.
But the reality is this bill, and Tom Harkin of Iowa did a very good job on it, dealt more significantly with hunger in America than any bill in recent history. So it's a long bill. It's a complicated bill. There are a million titles to the bill. But ultimately, I voted for it because I thought the good in that bill was a lot better than some of the problems. Bill pointed out appropriately enough one of the problems.
Yeah, okay, good. Skip in Seattle, listening on AM 1090. Skip, you're on the air with Bernie Sanders.
Thank you, Senator, for your service, and Tom, for your service to our great country. Senator, I too am optimistic, and I'm very hopeful that a sea change is about to hit America with our new GI Bill.
Right.
And I believe, if I'm correct, sir, and correct me if I'm getting the story wrong, because I just briefed the University of Washington's think tank this week on the proposal that's in compromise committee right now.
Yes.
And that $5 billion, if appropriated on either the supplemental or in any other way in the future, enables 800,000 new veterans since 9/11 to enter college in August of 09, which realistically wouldn't be till January of 2010, by the time that they would enroll and get their paperwork processed and get certified to get in there. That's going to be a tremendous sea change for higher education, isn't it, sir?
That is, you're exactly right. Now,
80,000 new students.
I don't have the number in front of me, but that sounds right. I don't have the exact number. What it does, here's the goal of that, and you're absolutely right. And Senator Jim Webb of Virginia deserves a lot of credit for a Vietnam vet. Here's what we're saying. We all remember, and I think, Tom, am I correct to remember that your dad take advantage of the GI Bill?
Oh, yeah, that's how he went to college.
Well,
he didn't end up graduating because my mom got pregnant with me, but that's the 2 years he spent in college, that was on the GI Bill.
There are, I don't know how many people I talk to all over this country who say, my dad, you know, was able to do well in his life, live in the middle class, become a doctor, because of the GI Bill, which gave those people after World War II the opportunity to go to college who never would have the finances to do that. Over the years, what has happened is the GI educational grants significantly declined in terms of the percentage of the cost of college. And what we're saying now is we should treat the veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan and elsewhere since 9/11 the same way we treated the World War II vets, and that is make college available to them, pay all of the cost. And Skip is absolutely right. This will benefit not just the many hundreds of thousands of veterans. It benefits our entire nation because we are going to have people getting an education at a time when we need an educated workforce who otherwise might not have. So I am enthusiastically in favor of this. We have strong bipartisan support in the Senate on this, and I believe in the House as well. It passed with very large numbers. Our friend in the White House, who is prepared to give huge tax breaks to billionaires, worries that this costs too much. But I think with an election coming, I think his Republican friends will tell him to get on the train and move this thing. So I think we've got a good chance to pass it. I agree with Skip. This is enormously important, and we're going to do everything we can to make it happen.
And this is – Senator McCain voted against this, did he not?
I believe
– Or he did not vote? I don't remember.
To the best of my knowledge, he has voiced his opposition to this bill. That is correct.
Yeah,
yes.
That's got to be something that's going to come back to haunt him in the fall.
Well, I think so.
Yeah. Senator Bernie Sanders, sanders.senate.gov, Bernie's website. He's got a great newsletter over there. Check it out. Bernie, thanks so much for being with us today.
Good to be with you, pal.
It's always wonderful. We'll see you next week.
Our Brunch with Bernie Hour coming up next. I want to get into the Supreme Court decision. I've read the thing all the way through. I want to share some of my thoughts on that, and then Anything Goes Friday. We'll be taking your calls on any topic you want. Stick around.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Call Tom at 866-303-2270.
Hi, Tom Hartman here, and now I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. As you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You should call ITM, too. 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The USA has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations don't even want to take the American dollar today. So I hope you're listening when I tell you that you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to help you get started. It's really simple. Call and talk to their experts at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
You know, being a great heating and air conditioning contractor is all about making sure energy is used efficiently and safely. Hi, I'm Kirk with North Valley Mechanical. I've been a proud supporter of KPHX since the beginning. Now you can see that advertising on this station helps my company grow. You can hear it also helps keep a network of progressive voices going strong in the valley. If you feel you need an expert in indoor comfort, call me at 480-538-9184 or log on to northvalleymechanical.com. But if you're looking for an expert in marketing your business, call 1480-KPHX.
Hi, this is Kim Macias, General Sales Manager with 1480-KPHX. For the best return on your advertising, click on Advertise at 1480KPHX.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. A possible problem for the space shuttle Discovery. NASA engineers say something fell off the shuttle on Friday. This is NASA spokesman Rob Navius.
It looks like, at least, it is one of three thermal clips that reside inside the rudder speed brake. And so far, it doesn't appear to pose any concern for the safe return of the astronauts to the Kennedy Space Center tomorrow.
The astronauts reported they saw a rectangular object floating away from the tail of the shuttle early today. Two women were shot and killed today at a soda bottling plant near Charlotte, North Carolina. Police are using dogs and helicopters to search the area about 25 miles north of Charlotte for the shooter. Rising water from the Cedar River forced the evacuation of a downtown Cedar Rapids hospital. This woman works there.
There's water in the laboratory. The emergency room just got refinished, and they're underwater, too. They've got about 2 to 3 inches of water in there.
About 3,000 homes have been evacuated as people try to get to higher ground. A railroad bridge has collapsed. 400 city blocks are said to be underwater. Iowa's Governor Chet Culver declared 83 of the state's 99 counties state disaster areas. Senate Banking Committee Chairman Christopher Dodd reportedly got two mortgages under a special countrywide financial program that gave preferential interest rates to friends of the company's chairman. Dodd has been playing a high-profile role in trying to ease the nation's foreclosure crisis. A spokesman for the Connecticut Democrat says Dodd did not seek any special treatment. The number of homeowners swept up in the housing crisis rose further last month. Foreclosure filings were up nearly 50%. Despite that report, Patrick Newport with the Global Insight Economic Forecasting Firm says there are signs the housing industry may be turning the corner soon.
We're nearer the end than we are from the beginning. In fact, I think that we may see a turnaround in housing starts later on this year. And as far as home sales, they may turn around as soon as this month.
Bit of a moderation today on Wall Street with an uptick. The Dow now up about 80 points. This is AP Radio News. President Bush paid a visit to the Vatican today.
The president and the Pope met privately for nearly a half hour in the pontiff's private study before strolling here along the Vatican's gardens, a walk officials say the Holy Father makes nearly every day. They later stopped in front of the Lord's Grotto and sat on chairs where a choir awaited, singing as the garden's birds joined in under a brilliant sunny sky. before the president said his goodbyes and made his way to the airport for a trip to Paris. Sagar Meghani with the president, Vatican City.
Actor Warren Beatty has been honored with a Lifetime Achievement Award from the American Film Institute.
Going into movies and being an actor, it just sort of gradually happened. It kind of took me a while to accept that I was an actor.
Beatty won a directing Oscar for 1981's Reds. His films also include Heaven Can Wait, Bonnie and Clyde, and Bugsby. And high school senior Kelly Danielle Mayo didn't have to sit through the usual speeches at her commencement ceremony. She was the only graduate from the Broadway Christian School in Virginia. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio.
Brought to you by Albertsons. Dad's Day is on the way, and that means grilling. The best grill starts with the best ingredients like USDA choice beef that you'll find at Albertsons. Make Dad's Day great. Shop Albertsons.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Radio for the people, by the people. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Do you owe the IRS over $10,000 or have unfiled back taxes? If so, the IRS is looking for you. The IRS is the most brutal collection agency in the world, and this year has just hired a massive amount of new government agents to seize your property, garnish your wages, force you into foreclosure, and even put you in jail. The IRS will stop at nothing. Don't let this happen to you. Call Tax Relief ASAP at 877-222-9044 right now. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, you may qualify for the 2008 settlement program and get out for pennies of what you owe. But you must act now. Stop worrying. Stop looking over your shoulder and imagine the freedom you could have again. Call Tax Relief ASAP, the most effective tax firm with over 31 years of proven experience. Call Tax Relief ASAP now at 877-222-9044. That's 877-222-9044.
You know, they say the eyes are the window to the soul, but I think there's nothing more attractive on a person than a really beautiful smile. Hi, this is Randy Rhodes, and I know the best place in Phoenix to rejuvenate your smile painlessly. Central Dental Care. Whether you're ready to replace old loose fillings, maybe you're ready for a complete smile makeover, it doesn't matter. Call Dr. Mark Espinoza at Central Dental Care. See, I've experienced the personal, serious service Central Dental Care provides because when I had a dental emergency in Phoenix, Dr. Espinoza immediately had me come by his clinic. He zeroed in on where the pain was. He took care of it right then and there, and poof, the pain was gone. But don't take my word for it. Call the super friendly staff at Central Dental Care at 602-943-7297. 602-943-7297 and find out for yourself. Central Dental Care, where a great smile was never so easy. Call 602-943-7297 or log on to centraldentalcare.com.
The Randy Rhodes Show.
You know, they'll go right up to the edge and then they won't go any further because, God forbid, they'll lose their jobs. Let's just say what it is. Well, screw it. We have a mass murderer in the White House. Screw it, so I lose my job. Oh, I'm scared. I'll never work again. Just say what it is. You don't want to cover the story.
The Randy Rhodes Show. Weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program. Live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
Listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
The True People's Radio.
Tom Hartman.
Now, here's Tom Hartman.
And welcome back. Tom Hartman here with you. The Supreme Court issued this decision yesterday. And what is mind-boggling about this thing, and as I said a little earlier, I've read the thing all the way through. In fact, the Supreme Court of the United States, it is... I don't know how many pages it is, because actually the sections are broken. It's a couple hundred pages. And bottom line, and I just want to go through some of the language that's in it. The bottom line is that there's this thing called habeas corpus, which basically means that you have the right, and it's not only enshrined in the Constitution, by the way, in two different places the Constitution mentions it, that the suspension clause, the famous suspension clause, that the writ of habeas corpus shall only be suspended during times of insurrection or invasion. But it's also embodied in the 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th Amendments to the Constitution. which basically give you the right to not speak, you know, to not speak against yourself, the right to bail, the right to a fair and speedy trial, the right to confront your accusers. You know, arguably the Fourth Amendment as well falls into the writ of habeas corpus. And so the Military Commissions Act, and before that the Detainee Treatment Act, these two pieces of legislation that the Bush administration has made the cornerstone of their assault on civil liberties were at some level decided yesterday. And what's fascinating is the logic that was used here. The majority, five members of the court, Kennedy being the swing vote, the guy who sometimes goes conservative, sometimes goes American. In this case, he went American. Concluded that, A, the writ of habeas corpus cannot be suspended except if we're invaded or there's an insurrection, like, you know, during a civil war or during an invasion. You know, pretty clear. And, B, that we've had this lease with Cuba since 1898. It's been incorporated at law since 1902 in its most recent form. And we've continuously occupied Cuba for 100 years for this part, Guantanamo Bay, this part of Cuba. And we control it. And the argument of the Reich in this thing, the argument of the Bush administration, was that Cuba's a sovereign nation. And because Guantanamo Bay is in Cuba, and our contract, our lease with Cuba from 1902 says, identifies it as a sovereign nation, because this is on Cuban property, the writ of habeas corpus doesn't apply to the American government there. It might apply to the Cuban government, but not to the American government. And it's like, you know, splitting hairs on steroids. And by that logic, by the way, John McCain would not be able to run for president of the United States, because that would mean that the Panama military base in the country of Panama, where he was born, was not American territory. Or some would argue. And the Supreme Court doesn't obviously address that issue. But I'm going to work backwards from the end to the front on this thing. This is incredible. Scalia, first of all, dissents. And he says, he starts out, he says, and this is, I'm working backwards from the end of the decision toward the front. He says, in sum, all available historical evidence, I'm quoting Scalia here, points to the conclusion that the writ of habeas corpus, this, your right to face your accuser, your right to have a trial by jury, your right to a speedy trial, would not have been available at common law for aliens captured and held outside the sovereign territory of the crown. Okay, he's talking about the history of the writ of habeas corpus. And again, he's asserting that Cuba is outside our territory, therefore it doesn't matter. In fact, on page 7 of his dissent, he says, you know, the air base at Guantanamo Bay, comma, located within the sovereign territory of Cuba. And he goes on to say the court admits that it cannot determine whether the writ historically extended to aliens held abroad, and they couldn't find a basis for that. He says, if so, the court has no basis to strike down the Military Commissions Act. In other words, Cuba is Guantanamo Bay. Even though we control it, even though we have a lease for it, it's not part of America, and therefore this doesn't apply there. But here's the most bizarre thing of Scalia's dissent. This is where he started his dissent. The opening paragraphs. I am quoting Antonin Scalia. This guy, he is not a judge. This guy is a political hack. Listen to the language here. America is at war with radical Islamists. That's his opening sentence. Really, I don't recall Congress having declared a war, Justice Scalia. He goes on to say, the enemy began by killing Americans and American allies abroad. And he goes through this whole list of, you know, the attack on the coal and all these things. And then he says, it has threatened further attacks against our homeland. Against our homeland. I mean, he's using this word, too. I got to tell you, the homeland word was something that Hitler brought into the German vocabulary. And just think back to before 2001. Did you ever hear the United States referred to as homeland? Never. We didn't use that word in the U.S. because it was a Nazi term that was used by Hitler he talked about this in Mein Kampf, that he wanted to give the German people a sense of individual racial identity. It was a word that he had borrowed from the Zionists of the late 18th century, and he thought, okay, they're working for a Jewish homeland. We should have a German homeland. And Rudolf Hess introduced this word. In German, the word is Heimat. And Rudolf Hess, in 1934, at the Nuremberg rallies, the first big, huge, massive, the one that Leni Riefenstahl enshrined in her movie. This was the first time that word was used in Germany rather than Vaterland, the fatherland, which historically has how Germans refer to Germany. And here's Rudolf Hess. Notice he says, Dank Ihren Führer, thanks to the Führer, now in this time, as I recall the translation, Germany has become a homeland, a Heimat. Deutschland is a Heimat for all us Deutsches all over the world, for all Germans all over the world. In other words, any German can come back here. Here's Rudolf Hess.
Dank Ihrer Führung wird Deutschland sein Ziel erreichen, Heimat zu sein.
Heimat zu sein.
Heimat zu sein.
Für alle Deutschen in der Welt.
So, back to Antonin Scalia. It has threatened further attacks against our homeland, our Heimat. One need only walk about buttressed and barricaded Washington or board a plane anywhere in the country to know that the threat is a serious one. Oh, really, Justice Scalia? The fact that we're having a hysterical dog and pony show at our airports and that you guys are frisking us, can't even walk into the Capitol anymore like we could for 200 years, that's proof. Your hyperreaction is proof that we are in constant danger and therefore we should suspend the writ of habeas corpus. He goes on to say, our armed forces are now in the field against the enemy. Actually, according to the Pentagon, Justice Scalia, the majority of attacks on us are not coming from Al-Qaeda. They're coming from Iraqis who want us to get the hell out of their country. Anyhow, our armed forces are now in the field against the enemy in Afghanistan and Iraq. Last week, 13 of our countrymen in arms were killed. The game of bait and switch that today's opinion plays upon the nation's commander-in-chief will make the war harder on us. Not a war, buddy. It's an occupation. Anyhow, he goes on to say, it will almost certainly cause more Americans to be killed. This is in a Supreme Court decision. They're actually in the dissent from one. It's just mind-boggling. John Roberts, the $2 million a year corporate lawyer whose main job, aside from tutoring the lawyers who... Because he used to clerk for Rehnquist, the lawyers who argued Bush v. Gore before Rehnquist, besides tutoring them on how best to pitch Rehnquist. Here's John Roberts in his dissent saying, at the very end of it, he says, so who has won? Not the great writ, the writ of habeas corpus, whose majesty is hardly enhanced by its extension to a jurisdictionally quirky outpost. That would be Guantanamo. Not the rule of law, unless that has meant the rule of lawyers. And certainly not the American people, who today lose a bit more control over the conduct of this nation's foreign policy to unelected, politically unaccountable judges. No, sir. The American people have recovered the Constitution. Your right-wing buddies have lost a little bit of control. That's the case. Roberts, in his dissent, he says, the court's hand-wringing over the Detainee Treatment Act's treatment of later discovered exculpatory evidence is the most it has to show after a roving search for constitutionally problematic scenarios. And it's just the court's hand-wringing? They're not wringing their hands. They're saying, we're going to enforce the Constitution. It's what in Mabry versus Madison in 1803, the court, under arguably one of the most conservative justices in history, said the court is supposed to do. 16 minutes past the hour.
This is Tom Hartman.
The Tom Hartman Program, where smart people get their news.
Randy Rhoads at noon, Jeff Barrios at 3, weekday afternoons on 1480 KPHX.
A pair of animal lovers in Houston, Texas, have established a sort of food bank for animals in need. It offers supplies and support to animal welfare organizations and rescue groups. We once rescued Higgins from folks who didn't appreciate his bad attitude. He'd be pleased that others work to help animals in need as long as they don't come to his house. For humans, our nutritional needs change throughout life. The same is true for your cat. Purina One goes the extra mile to ensure that each Purina One formula contains proper, life stage specific nutrition. Kittens need more protein, adult cats not as much. Cats 7 and older, their need for protein goes back up again. From kitten to senior, you can trust Purina One Nutrition for life. Look for the new Purina One packages at your favorite store. Are you feeding your cat the right food for her life stage? Could a change in her food change her health for the better? Take the Purina One 30-Day Challenge and find out. Call 1-866-380-MEOW, 1-866-380-MEOW, to get a coupon for a free 3.5-pound bag of the Purina One that's right for your kitten, adult, or senior cat.
Special people deserve Sunday brunch at 11:30 The Restaurant. Fantastic menu specials like pecan banana pancakes for just $5.99 or raisin bread French toast topped with fresh strawberries for $6.99. Fresh fruit and roasted potatoes, or how about rustic eggs benedict or a lobster omelet for $12.95. What's a festive Sunday brunch without a cool mimosa for just $7? Make every Sunday special. Come sit on the patio and enjoy brunch at 11:30 The Restaurant, 3rd Street in Van Buren in the Arizona Center.
Arizona homeowners, what do you think's the next leading consumer of energy in your home? You know, besides your air conditioner. Hey, this is Jeff Farias, and if you own a pool, then your pool is the second largest consumer of energy in your home. When your pool pump is running, it can be like leaving every light in your home on for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, with the revolutionary Tight Watt Pool Timer, you could reduce your pool energy consumption by 63%. But don't believe me. Log on to tightwatt.com and calculate your potential energy savings right now. The energy-efficient Tight Watt Timer is easy to use and can easily pay for itself in the first year. Year-round control saves money and energy. So what are you waiting for? Log on to tightwatt.com. That's TIGHTWATT.com or call 1-877-779-7967. Mention 1480 and pay only $14.80 for installation. Save money when it's hot. Be sure to install the timer from Tightwatt. Log on to Tightwatt.com right now.
Businesses don't plan to fail. They fail to plan. There are thousands of reasons a business can fail. But for every problem, there's a solution. Your solution is Business Needs Incorporated. Business Needs is your Phoenix-based, full-service, executive business management, financial, and tax consulting service. They specialize in achieving your specific goals as an individual Arizona business owner. How do they make your business more successful? They make business more profitable. They use 20 years of expertise to objectively analyze your operations and develop and execute programs that allow you, the business owner, to control your costs and increase productivity. Over the years, Business Needs increased profit and reduced tax liability for businesses by an average of 22%. A total of increased profit, growth, and reduction of taxes in excess of $1 billion. These factors cannot be more crucial in an uncertain economy. Don't fail to plan. Call Business Needs today. 602-595-5210. That's 602-595-5210.
Shopping for a new computer? 5-9 Computer Services will come to you on your time to discuss your computing needs and use this information to custom build a computer just for you. We even help you set up your new computer after we build it. Don't get stuck with an off-the-shelf computer that lacks features you need and was built with budget parts destined to fail sooner than later. Call 5-9 Computer Services at 602-535-5699. Visit us online at aztechsupport.net and check out the Tech Talk Show at techtalkshow.com.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking. Now heaven knows, anything goes. Good authors too.
It's past the hour. Welcome back. Well, let's see. Back in 2004, John McCain said, and I quote, "Without privatization, I don't see how you can possibly, over time, make sure that young Americans are able to receive Social Security benefits." In 2005, when Bush laid out a plan to privatize Social Security, McCain described himself as, quote, "a big booster," end quote, of Bush's plan. In 2008, in the Wall Street Journal, in an interview with the Wall Street Journal, he said, "As part of Social Security reform, I believe that private savings account are a part of it, along the lines that President Bush proposed." And then yesterday, he got called out on it, and he said...
But I'm not for, quote, privatizing Social Security. I never have been. I never will.
Yeah. Will the real John McLean please stand up? Oh, he's over there. No, he's over there. Oh, no, he's over there. No, he's over there. Oh, good heavens. 1-866-303-2270, our telephone number. Jim in San Luis Obispo. Hey, Jim.
Tom, first of all, I want to thank you for being on the radio. You don't know how refreshing
Jim,
it is to have somebody who's unashamedly erudite to listen to and reads history. And thank you for calling Scalia what he is. If you look at his speeches, and he very seldom talks about legal philosophy and the like. It's always a political philosophy. He's got an agenda. Talk about activist judges. But yeah. That's not the reason I called. I tried to get through yesterday, and I, for the life of me, I don't know why we aren't calling the conservatives borrow and spend conservatives. I'd like to see.
Oh, I've been calling that forever.
I know, but why aren't the politicians? And why isn't McCain asked to answer what he wants to do with the $1.3 trillion debt to the Central Bank of China? We're looking to commies, the evil empire of Reagan's words, to finance our country. I mean, isn't there something wrong with this? And what's he going to do?
Yeah, there.
Of course, the problem is, I think, that neither candidate can address it because there are only two answers. One, cutting spending, and the only place to really cut spending is the Pentagon. Or number two, raise taxes. And those are both third rails of politics. So I think the problem is partially us. We won't let politicians do that.
Part of it also, Jim, and thank you very much for the call. And Chris, just as a heads up in New York, I had to turn on the Comrex to hear Jim. I'm not hearing anything come back on the ISDN line. The real problem here is, I think you properly identified, as a lack of political courage. And you go back to Walter Mondale saying, you know, I'll raise your taxes. Reagan says he won't, but he will too. And Reagan did, sure enough. And you know, we have to get to a time in the United States where we're willing to talk honestly about what's going on, where our politicians are willing to talk honestly. Mike in Pemberton, New Jersey. Hey, Mike.
Yeah, this is actually Mike Sark, Tom. How are you?
I'm well. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing well. I just came back from a McCain town hall, and actually this topic came up, but a lot of other interesting stuff happened too.
Yeah.
So I'll try to be quick. On this topic, he said, don't let them fool you into thinking I'm for privatizing Social Security. I'm for allowing young people to keep a portion of their money in their own accounts.
I mean, wait a minute. Isn't that what privatizing means?
Hey, listen, I don't know. He said, what we need to do is we need to get a commission the way Ronald Reagan did, sat down with, I forget who it was he mentioned, Tip O'Neill and somebody else.
Yeah, actually it was Daniel Patrick Moynihan and Alan Greenspan.
What he didn't mention is that they doubled our taxes when they sat down and spent all that money anyway. They just added it to the general revenue and spent it all anyway. But other interesting stuff, after he got all the, he wasn't wearing a flag lapel pin. I thought that was interesting. But I was wearing a flag lapel pin, so when he was all done and saying goodbye to everyone, I walked up to him, and I was able to get some FaceTime with him. And I asked him if I could give him my flag lapel pin, and he let me pin it on him. And while I had my hands on him, he said, you know, I spent 4 years in the Marines. He says, well, thank you for your service. I said, you know, our motto is always faithful in the Marines. Sempre Fidelis, always faithful. He says, yes, I know that. I said, well, have you always been faithful to Cindy McCain? Because his campaign got really angry when the New York Times reported about that Vicki Eisman thing.
Yeah,
but
I know.
John McCain's never said anything about it. So I tried to get him on the record, and he said, you know what, our campaign's not going to be about that. I want you to know, though, that I've got a son in Iraq. And he really had a kind of dull-in-the-headlights look. I wish somebody in our press would grow a pair and hold this candidate to the same standards they held, say, Bill Clinton to.
Yeah. You know, that's the there's really two sides to that, Mike, and I know that you know this as well, that on the one hand, it was, you and I think are agreeing that it was inappropriate that they hold Bill Clinton to that standard. And so then why would we hold...
But if you're going to do it...
Right. You know, I don't know where McCain was on impeachment, frankly. I'd have to go back and look at the record on the impeachment of Clinton. But I frankly would much rather see the campaign debated on the actual issues.
Tom, you and I would both like that. I would like to live in an America where everyone paid attention to this. Nobody paid attention to salaciousness.
Right.
It's unfortunate, but the media has recognized it's the salacious that sells.
No, I got it, Mike. I absolutely got it. We're out of time here at the bottom of the hour, but, interesting that you got that response. Very interesting. 27 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Show. 866-303-2270. We'll be back with your calls after this.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Call Tom at 866-303-2270.
Mike Malloy at 6 p.m. Rachel Maddow at 9. Weeknights on 1480 KPHX.
You know, not too long ago, I found a leak in my roof, and I got a few estimates from roofing companies in the area. I decided on dry-fit roofing for the job. They began by removing the deck on top of my roof. Then they repaired the leak and quickly rebuilt the deck. But 6 weeks later, the leak that they fixed wasn't fixed. So dry-fit came back to take another look. Only I wasn't home, but they went ahead and removed the deck again anyway, and then replaced another portion of the roof. The wrong portion. So, of course, I called them and called them and called them. But I still haven't heard back from Dry Fit Roofing. At the end of the day, it cost me $4,000 for a leaky roof and a destroyed deck.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from people in your area on Angie's List. Our members share their experiences with each other so that you can choose the service company that's right for your job the first time around. Borrow some experience at AngiesList.com.
With extra tax rebates from Uncle Sam, now is the perfect time to reinvest in your home. And Ace can help with easy, affordable home improvement projects that will look great and add value, like painting. We can show you smart, simple ways to save time and money, giving your biggest investment a fresh new look. Or add to your curb appeal with lawn and garden supplies that'll get the job done right. For expert help and friendly advice, get to Ace, the helpful place. Find your local Ace at acehardware.com.
Tom Hayden calls him a must-read chronicler in the populist tradition. Naomi Klein says he's a clear-headed and principled hellraiser for economic justice. Now David Sirota takes you into the trenches of the populist revolt that's sweeping the country on both the right and the left and scaring the hell out of Wall Street and Washington. Read The Uprising by New York Times bestselling author David Sirota. In Hostile Takeover, David Sirota showed who's really running America. In The Uprising, he shows how ordinary Americans are gearing up to take it back. The Uprising, available now wherever books are sold.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Iowa flooding. I'm Ed Donahue. High water in Cedar Rapids, Iowa has forced the evacuation of a downtown hospital. One floor is flooded, containing the emergency room and a lab.
All patient rooms are second floor and above, so they're not even on the first.
83 of Iowa's 99 counties have been declared state disaster areas. Two women were shot and killed today at a soda bottling plant outside Charlotte, North Carolina. Police are looking for the shooter. A metal clip fell from the space shuttle Discovery's brakes today. The crew was told,
"We're confident that this is going to be no impact to entry."
Discovery is scheduled to land in Florida tomorrow. Home foreclosures and late payments set records over the first 3 months of the year. Patrick Newport with Global Insight says things in the housing industry may start to pick up soon.
We're nearer the end than we are from the beginning. In fact, I think that we may see a turnaround in housing starts later on this year. And as far as home sales, they may turn around as soon as this month.
Oil prices dropped. Gas prices went up slightly. The average price is more than $4.06 a gallon. The Dow is up 77 points. I'm Ed Donahue.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Truth to power never sounded so good. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
You know, being a great heating and air conditioning contractor is all about making sure energy is used efficiently and safely. Hi, I'm Kirk with North Valley Mechanical. I've been a proud supporter of KPHX since the beginning. Now you can see that advertising on this station helps my company grow. You can hear it also helps keep a network of progressive voices going strong in the Valley. If you feel you need an expert in indoor comfort, call me at 480-538-9184 or log on to northvalleymechanical.com. But if you're looking for an expert in marketing your business, call 1480 KPHX.
Hi, this is Kim Macias, General Sales Manager with 1480 KPHX. For the best return on your advertising, click on Advertise at 1480kphx.com.
Hey, Jeff Ferries here. Do you have an annoying leaky faucet, running toilet, or a slow-running drain? Well, now's the time to fix them. Call Parker & Sons. Right now, Parker will waive their diagnostic fee with any minor plumbing repair, and that's a $69 savings. As the winner of the BB Torch Award, you know Parker won't skip on quality, and at that price, you have no excuse. Do what I did. Call Parker at 602-2-REPAIR. That's 602, the number 2, then REPAIR for Parker & Sons.
This Father's Day, give Dad the world. Have a map framed for his office. Give him yourself with a gorgeous framed photo of the family. Preserve his legacy with a framed collage of his favorite photos and keepsakes, like pictures of him and his buddies. Here's your chance to be the favorite child or a truly cherished wife. And you receive a free 4x6 or 5x7 frame for yourself. Call 602-277-3112 or visit the Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback today. Father's Day is just around the corner. That's the Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback.
The Jeff Ferries Show.
Obama needs to come to your house and explain it all to you, or isn't there some responsibility on your end to learn about who this person is?
Well, I guess I can, but
okay.
I already know what Hillary has done.
Yeah, but she's gone. You know what I mean? This thing is over. And actually, it was before Randy Rhodes said a bad word about Hillary Clinton, this thing was already over.
The Jeff Ferries Show, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Ferries at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
Well, I think we've figured out, welcome back, 34 minutes past the hour, I think we've figured out how to deal with right-wing prime ministers and presidents who don't like the idea of privacy. Our Berlusconi alert for the day. Yes, yeah, Silvio Berlusconi, the guy, the small-time crook and right-wing small businessman who then bought a radio station and then bought a TV station and then bought a newspaper and then bought another radio station and then another TV station, another newspaper, another radio station, pretty soon bought a radio network and then a TV network and then another TV network and then another radio network, and pretty soon he owned about 90% of all the media, newspapers, radio and television in Italy, and then ran for prime minister, and surprise, surprise, he won. 2 terms. And then he got bounced out last time around. And you know why? Well, last time around, he got bounced out because he got wiretapped. And he was taped complaining that anyone working for the Italian state broadcasting company, this is their equivalent of NPR, and a rival, by the way, of his media set television network, must either be left-wing or has to prostitute himself. This is what he said. So last week, he announced that he is going to ban, now that he's back in power, he just won his third term. He's back in power in Italy, and he has announced that he is going to ban the use of wiretaps in police investigations after it emerged that 3 million Italians are spied on by the police every year. So, you know, I guess what's good for the goose is good for the gander, or isn't, or whatever. Maybe if some, you know, if Bush were waterboarded, he'd change his opinion on waterboarding. Or if he were wiretapped, he'd change his opinion on wiretaps. Maybe that's the way to do it, right? Let's do it the Berlusconi way. Our Berlusconi alert for the day. 1-866-303-2270, our telephone number, TomHartmann.com for our live chat room, AirAmerica.com for all stuff Air America. And Janelle in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, listening on WPTT. Hey, Janelle, what's up?
Hey, I just wanted to mention a few things, specifically about the fact that the right slash Fox noise slash everybody else seems to now think it's cute to attack Michelle Obama.
Yeah.
I think that that just might be what brings women in tidal waves over to Barack.
I hope so.
Meaning, specifically, you attack Michelle and make her seem like the exact thing that Hillary was complaining that they were making her into, the victim, the woman who's getting beat up by the guys. I see this as an exceedingly opportune time for Hillary to come out of wherever she's vacationing at, justifiably right now, on stage with Michelle, with Oprah, Chelsea, Maria Shriver, Caroline Kennedy, and anybody else that wants to stand up hand in hand with Michelle, say a few things on the microphone, and womanhood and sisterhood are united right on the stage for everybody to see it, talk about it and come out against it, and just do a whole womanhood tour, sisterhood tour through the United States. I can't believe the right to see this coming. Are they crazy?
Yeah.
Are they nuts? And the whole thing is, too, I think that the Republican message to women is you are to be seen and not heard.
Yeah.
Do you notice how Cindy, the ever meek and fragile Cindy McCain, is always a step behind and a step to the side of John McCain when he comes out?
Yeah.
You know,
she's
and,
a good Republican wife.
Yeah, right, Stedford wife. And then the whole thing is like her. There is a screaming Pandora's box of John McCain's past with his first wife. And I learned this from Lynn Cullen here in Pittsburgh. That he would, while he was in Vietnam, his wife was in a horribly disfiguring car accident, 23 surgeries and whatnot, which left her disfigured. He left her when he got back to the United States.
Yeah, and within a few months
within 1 month was married.
Yeah,
to Cindy.
Right.
Now
who
I
was,
think women knew
who was
that.
Attractive and worth $100 million.
Right, and I bet
nice
women knew that, specifically angry Hillary women that want to be respected and heard. If they heard that, that's how their you know, alternate choice for voting this November, if that's how he treats women, and then, you know, there's, like I said, Cindy back in the shadows behind John, smiling with her hands clasped in front of her, like Donna Reed. I think when women calm down a little bit and sit down and take a look at what's going on, they're going to notice that there's no way on earth that they could possibly conceive to vote for John McCain. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. And his you know, thank you, Janelle. Very well said. I appreciate the call. He also, you know, his Supreme Court decisions he's talking about, even in cases of rape and incest, abortion should be illegal, that birth control should not be available. I mean, he's has supported those kinds of positions. I mean, these are the kind of crackpots, Scalia-type crackpots that are going to end up on the Supreme Court if John McCain becomes our president. It would be an absolute disaster for women in this country, in my humble opinion. Linda in Cleveland, Ohio. Hey, Linda.
Yes. Hi, Tom. I have a comment and a question I had hoped to ask Bernie, but here it is. Some Democrats seem to feel relieved that Karl Rove is not involved in this 2008 election cycle, but I believe he is.
He is. He's an informal advisor to John McCain.
Right. Well, several months ago, a woman called into an NPR program and had heard Karl Rove asked about stealing the last two presidential elections. And his answer was that you ain't seen nothing yet. And she said it gave her creepy chills.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's like Congressman Peter King, the Republican from New York, Nancy Pelosi's daughter. I'm forgetting her first name, but she made this little kind of home video of the 2004 campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And she was at a party on Election Day. It was 4, 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. The polls weren't quite closed yet. And Peter King was there, and he was at this celebration party for the Republicans, and he was drunk as a skunk. And she's got this on videotape. I mean, it's, you can find it all over the web. And she says, how do you think the vote's going to go, or how's the election going to go? Actually, I've even got the audio of it here. I can dig it out. And he says, we'll take care of the counting, or words to that effect. In other words, we've got this thing under control. Don't worry. I'm totally creeped out by it. Linda, thank you for the call. In fact, during the next break, I'll dig that audio out and share it with you, because it was totally weird. Pete in San Francisco, listening on Green 960. Hey, Pete.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Yes.
You were on the air. I don't know what happened. His cell phone died, Andrew says, apparently. Bernice in Dearborn, Michigan. Hey, Bernice.
Hi, Tom. I'm calling about Justice Scalia's behavior.
Yeah.
He's a Catholic, and I understand he's also a member of Opus Dei.
That's the rumor, and that he and Thomas and Roberts and not Kennedy, but well, at least those three are also members of are followers of a particularly right wing Catholic priest in Washington D.C.
And then I understand that Justice Scalia wears a kind of hair shirt under his cloak, and members of Opus Dei perform self-punishing acts in order to increase their holiness.
Yes.
And I'm just furious at his behavior. I mean, what kind of holiness is it when he is, you know, immune to what's happening with man's inhumanity to man?
Yeah, so your point, Bernice, is that his behavior is contradicting his own Catholicism?
Absolutely.
I agree, and I think, you know, it's very strange. Yesterday, our president met, or the guy who has the title of our president, met with the current Pope, Benedict, and was given a set of pictures or books about the Sistine Chapel or something like that. When I met Pope John Paul II, he gave me a rosary. I think the modern Catholic Church, and John Paul II spoke about this passionately. He was passionately opposed to capital punishment. He was passionately in favor of human rights. He was passionately opposed to our invading Iraq. And I don't, you know, Pope Benedict, I don't know his politics well enough to speak about them, and I've not met him, but you know, I would say to the extent that Scalia is being consistent with Catholic teachings, he's about 1,000 years off. He's consistent with Catholic teachings during the Inquisition, you know, 700 years off. But it's not what I saw in Rome or in so anyway. Bernice, thank you for the call.
Good
to hear from you. I appreciate it. Dan in San Diego. Hey, Dan, what's up?
Oh, yesterday Christy Harvey mentioned Katrina and a bunch of goods being stored in the warehouse that people needed that were never distributed.
Yep.
And that reminded me of Myanmar. After the cyclone hit there, you know, there were relief goods that hadn't been distributed. And, you know, you also had aid that was turned back, or people were forced to stay where they were instead of being allowed to leave to go seek refuge or whatever. And there were also forced relocations. And then they brought out photo ops, you know, show the world, see how well things are going. And, you know, and I thought about that, and it struck me as this is exactly what happened during Katrina.
It is.
And one thing nobody mentions is the first day. I don't know if you noticed the first day that the cyclone hit. Bush probably realized those same parallels, and he was too chicken to, come out and say anything. So he hid behind Laura's skirt and sent her out to talk about, you know, how bad things were and so on and so forth.
You're right. She was the person who spoke about that, and I'll bet you're right that he did that way because they were concerned that it would evoke, the ghosts of Katrina. Good point, Dan. Thank you. That's interesting. I hadn't considered it in that context, but it makes perfect sense. 45 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Show. 866-303-2270, our phone number, tomhartman.com, airamerica.com. We'll be right back.
Tom Hartman.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Weekdays on 1480 KPHX.
My home is 70 years old, and so are some of its problems. I was looking for a handyman to seal a leaky sink when I called Brad Schrader. Brad answered the phone himself and set up an appointment for the following day. He was on time and neatly dressed, and I quickly knew how much he enjoyed his job because he wouldn't shut up about it. First, he details all the problems. Then he gives the reasons why the problems need to be fixed. He tells you how much every little thing costs and why it costs that much. He is constantly explaining himself and often explains the explanations. But you know what? He is the perfect gentleman. Brad is nice and just wants to make sure you feel good about the work he's doing. I would recommend Brad without a thought. But next time, I think I'll let him do the work when I'm not home.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from members in your area on Angie's List. From handymen to electricians, educate your guests at angieslist.com.
Spring is here and summer's rapidly approaching, so the backyard pool is your private oasis. Imagine coming home after a long day of work and enjoying a cool dip in your pool or spa. Well, Clear Edge Pools provides all the professional pool services you need. Weekly pool cleaning, tile cleaning, pool repairs, and one-time cleanups. Clear Edge Pools is an environmentally friendly and locally owned business that provides valley-wide services. So we can install a new salt system which will remove the harsh chemical smell and residue left on your skin when you get out of the pool. Stop wasting time and money trying to maintain your pool and leave it up to the professionals at Clear Edge Pools. Remember, you should be enjoying your pool, not working on it. Call today and mention 1480 KPHX and receive 20% off your first month of pool service. For a free pool maintenance or repair estimate, call 623-218-8353. That's 623-218-8353. The choice is clear with Clear Edge Pools. Call us today at 623-218-8353. That's 623-218-8353.
Licensed and insured.
Buying a good used car can be a nightmare, but not at Consolidated Auto Sales. At Consolidated Auto Sales, they carefully choose the best cars based on quality, dependability, and price, and then pass the savings on to you. Family-owned and operated, Consolidated's been selling cars for 65 years in the same location since 1942. Call 602-258-6071. Don't just buy a pre-owned car. Buy from a dealership with honesty, integrity, and longevity. Drive by to see the good guys at Consolidated Auto Sales in the heart of Phoenix, right on the price and right on the corner of 16th Street and Van Buren. Or shop online at consolidatedauto.com or call 602-258-6071. That's 602-258-6071.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing.
Hello, I'm Dan Bassmajan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn and how to ace every test. It's so easy, your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 800-595-1478. That's 800-595-1478. 800-595-1478. Call 800-595-1478.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
I know you deceived me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles.
9.5 minutes before the hour. The number of U.S. homeowners swept up in the housing crisis, this from RealtyTrack, a company that tracks foreclosures, rose further last month. One in every 483 U.S. households, one in every 483 homes received households received a foreclosure filing in the month of May. Just in the month of May. It's incredible. Anyhow, Yvonne in Portland, Oregon. Hey, Yvonne, what's on your mind today?
Hi, I have not heard it mentioned, and I was eager to share this with our senator from Vermont, but we have trillions of cubic meters of natural gas under the ground up at the North Slope at Prudhoe Bay.
Right.
I spent my professional life as a scientist with the U.S. Department of Energy. I've been there many times, and by law, that oil, when extracted, comes out with natural gas as an attendant product.
Sure.
It could not be flared as it is in the Middle East.
Right.
It was pumped back under. It's owned by the oil and gas industry, and nobody says a word about it, yet they want to drill in Anwar.
Yeah, well, this is what Peter DeFazio was talking about on this show a couple days ago, is that the oil and gas companies are sitting on over 30, as I recall, million acres of federal land that they have leased for gas and oil exploration, which is known to have oil and gas under it.
Right.
And they're doing absolutely nothing. They're not drilling for it. They're not pulling it out. Apparently, they're waiting for the price to go higher. This is a form of speculation.
Yes.
And at the same time, they're begging to get into ANWR because that oil and gas is going to be very profitable, too. They're just trying to get everything they can right now in the midst of the panic, as long as they got a Republican in the White House.
Well, and in addition to the oil and gas leases, on which they pay no royalties until a product is produced.
And then it's only 12.5%.
They also have leases on the coal seams that underlay our public lands.
Right.
And they are just sitting on those.
Yep.
So when, indeed, as naturally will happen, the oil runs out, then they'll probably turn to sea salt plants and make fuel from coal.
Yeah, I think. Thank you, Yvonne. Excellent point. I think that one of the things that we're seeing right now is the reality of peak oil. I think it's here, and it's starting to sink in. People are starting to figure it out. Speaking of speculation, Kim in San Francisco, you wanted to weigh in on that topic.
Hey, Tom. Kim. I'm just an average American, and I have been trying to understand deregulation and mostly speculation, and I think Bernie this morning got it absolutely right when he said, okay, the energy, the speculation, and the energy and oil field, about three people understand it.
Right.
And you know what it reminded me of, Tom, is I get these disclaimers from, like, in my case, Morgan Stanley and home and car insurance, bank and credit cards. I mean, I get these little disclaimers, and they are written to, I'm pretty sure they are written to more or less confuse me, and it's written because somebody said you have to. I know, that's fair enough. Somebody said you have to inform the consumer. And so they send them out, but they make them so convoluted that the average person can't understand.
Well, let me even add something to that, Kim. I remember back in the must have been the 90s. I was CEO of an ad agency, and I was doing trainings for companies on marketing and advertising. And one of the things that was part of our training was how when typographically, if you want to cut in half the speed with which somebody reads something and also cut in half the number of people who will actually read it, put it in all caps, because we recognize words by their shape. And when a word is in all capital letters, it has no shape. It becomes a box. And so it makes it very difficult to read text in all caps. And I noticed I got a mortgage during one of those years, and I noticed that there were two paragraphs in the mortgage that were in all caps. And
wow.
I got curious, and I tracked back and found that there was actually a legislation that was passed requiring those two paragraphs, which were long disclosures, basically, of how the mortgage company had me by the throat, and they could close the mortgage down anytime they wanted. They could pull the mortgage with 60 days notice. They could just, you know, utterly destroy us, right? That there was legislation passed saying that language had to be in the contract in all caps. And, in fact, it was the industry itself that had lobbied for that. In other words, they wanted to make that language even harder to read.
I see. This is. I just thought maybe I was being over paranoid, but
no. They're very thoughtful about this stuff.
Okay, so here's what I want to say, and I know it's simplistic, but before, you know, there have been Democrats in Congress that have gone along with this deregulation of industries, without seemingly the slightest understanding of how these industries, like speculators in markets and various markets and the investment community and everything else, how they can be manipulated by people who know how, when the Congress themselves, even our Democrats, don't know what can be done with it.
Well, part of the problem is they've been believing. I mean, you know, Milton Friedman started this thing, the Chicago School, you know, this back in the 50s in a big way, or 60s. And Tom Friedman is from Friedman to Friedman, is the most recent advocate of it with his books, The World is Flat and The Olive Tree and the Lexus. And in The Olive Tree and the Lexus, he uses the Lexus as this great example of how world free trade works. But the reality is that the Lexus is made by Toyota, and Toyota used to be, in the 1950s and 60s, it was called the Toyota with a D, not a T, Toyota Loom Company. They made weaving equipment to make cloth.
Wow.
And they decided to go into the car industry, and METI, the Ministry of Industry and Transport in Japan, funded them with hundreds of millions of dollars in subsidies. The Japanese government put up an import tariff to prevent competing cars from being imported into Japan. They protected their exports. They subsidized their exports. The Lexus is a perfect example of government helping domestic industries dominate the economies of other countries. And Tom Friedman says, oh, well, this is a great example of free trade. No, it's the great example of the opposite of free trade. It's how successful Ford and GM could have been if we hadn't gone to free trade and instead we had said, we're going to protect our domestic auto industry. I mean, this Kim, thank you for the call. I got to move along here. It's the top of the hour. But the problem that so many of these politicians have is they have no training in basic economics. And then you've got these cheerleaders out there like Tom Friedman, the billionaire, and Milton Friedman, now deceased, the economist, for basically corporatism. Anything Goes Friday. Back with your calls after the news.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Call Tom at 866-303-2270.
With extra tax rebates from Uncle Sam, now is the perfect time to reinvest in your home. And Ace can help with easy, affordable home improvement projects that will look great and add value. Like painting. We can show you smart, simple ways to save time and money, giving your biggest investment a fresh new look. Or add to your curb appeal with lawn and garden supplies that'll get the job done right. For expert help and friendly advice, get to Ace, the helpful place. Find your local Ace at acehardware.com.
Who's always there for you? Your mum? Maybe, yeah, but sometimes she's a bit chatty with you. Oi, when are you going to get a girlfriend business? Now, GEICO, they're always there for you. They have been for over 70 years. They insure over 8 million policyholders, and their customer satisfaction is at 97%. With GEICO service, no wonder it's the third largest automobile insurance company. Your mum might cook better, but everything else, it's a very close call.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, I'm Christine, office manager at Evanston Electric. When you're in need of an expert electrician for any electrical repair, including whole house rewiring, service upgrades, please feel free to give Evanston Electric a call. At Evanston Electric, we pride ourselves in quality, on-time, valley-wide service. We will take care of all of your residential and light commercial needs, from the simple to the complex, all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call us today at 623-580-VOLT. That's 623-580-8658. Or go to 1480kphx.com and click on our web tile there. However, if you're looking for a way to spark up your business, I highly recommend contacting the marketing professionals at 1480kphx. They'll help you create an advertising campaign that will not only increase traffic to your business, but specifically target your ideal client.
Hi, I'm Mari Connor, Senior Account Executive with 1480kphx. To re-energize your business, click on the advertise link at 1480kphx.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Waters continue to rise in the Midwest. 400 blocks of the city of Cedar Rapids, Iowa, are underwater, and a hospital has been evacuated. A lab worker says the big concern was for the most critically ill patients.
The number one problem would be if our backup generators would fail. What would they do with the people on life-sustaining, you know, like life support?
Cedar Rapids is the hardest hit city in Iowa, but Des Moines is also facing rising floodwaters. Officials there have issued a voluntary evacuation order as the river nears the top of levees. Sandbagging efforts are underway all through the state. The AP's Rich Matthews is in the town of Coralville.
It's not an exaggeration to say that there is a frantic race to save the town of Coralville right now. There are hundreds of volunteers sandbagging, but they are really racing against a powerful river.
Iowa's governor has issued disaster declarations for 83 of the state's counties. NASA is trying to ease concerns about an object seen floating away from the space shuttle Discovery earlier today.
Discovery Commander Mark Kelly spotted it drifting away from the orbiter after test firing his flight control systems.
It looked like it might have been a foot to a foot and a half in width.
At first, NASA thought it might be a piece of ice. Then engineers on the ground concluded it was a little metal clip from the shuttle's rudder speed brake, a clip that's needed on launch but not re-entry. So bottom line, according to Capcom Terry Virts,
we're confident that this is going to be no impact to entry.
Not a safety issue. Weather permitting, Discovery is set to come home Saturday morning. I'm John Belmont.
Two women were shot and killed at a bottling plant about 25 miles north of Charlotte, North Carolina. The gunman is still on the loose. President Bush says the U.S. and Europe must make sure Afghanistan will never again be a base for terrorists. He is urging America's allies to stand by Afghanistan. The speech in Paris was billed as the centerpiece of the president's European trip. High gas and energy prices pushed inflation to its steepest increase in the last 6 months. And on Wall Street, the Dow's up by 50 points. This is AP Radio News. As the presidential candidates prepare for the fall election, the question remains, will Hillary Clinton be Barack Obama's running mate? The AP's Rita Foley has one analyst's answer.
Of all the reasons for Barack Obama not to choose Hillary Clinton as his running mate, Norm Ornstein of the American Enterprise Institute thinks one is most basic.
Just imagine a White House with Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, and Michelle Obama, all occupying the same fairly small space. It's a little bit like the CBS reality show Big Brother on steroids, only to mix reality show metaphors, you can't vote anybody off the island.
Rita Foley, Washington.
At the U.S. Open, Tiger Woods getting ready for his second round after a rocky start yesterday. He double bogeyed the first hole, but didn't seem fazed by that.
You're going to make more than two bogeys in 72 holes out here. As I said, I just happened to make two of them on the very first hole.
I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Albertsons. Dad's Day is on the way, and that means grilling. The best grill starts with the best ingredients like USDA choice beef that you'll find at Albertsons. Make Dad's Day great. Shop Albertsons.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. The wrench in the right-wing noise machine. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Do you owe the IRS over $10,000 or have unfiled back taxes? If so, the IRS is looking for you. The IRS is the most brutal collection agency in the world, and this year has just hired a massive amount of new government agents to seize your property, garnish your wages, force you into foreclosure, and even put you in jail. The IRS will stop at nothing. Don't let this happen to you. Call Tax Relief ASAP at 877-222-9044 right now. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, you may qualify for the 2008 settlement program and get out for pennies of what you owe. But you must act now. Stop worrying. Stop looking over your shoulder and imagine the freedom you could have again. Call Tax Relief ASAP, the most effective tax firm with over 31 years of proven experience. Call Tax Relief ASAP now at 877-222-9044. That's 877-222-9044.
You know, being a great heating and air conditioning contractor is all about making sure energy is used efficiently and safely. Hi, I'm Kirk with North Valley Mechanical. I've been a proud supporter of KPHX since the beginning. Now you can see that advertising on this station helps my company grow. You can hear it also helps keep a network of progressive voices going strong in the Valley. If you feel you need an expert in indoor comfort, call me at 480-538-9184 or log on to northvalleymechanical.com. But if you're looking for an expert in marketing your business, call 1480-KPHX.
Hi, this is Kim Macias, General Sales Manager with 1480-KPHX. For the best return on your advertising, click on Advertise at 1480-KPHX.com.
Approaches the end of her road
by congratulating Senator Obama and his supporters on the extraordinary race that they have run.
And the healing process begins.
I congratulate her on the race that she has run throughout this contest.
Just how much damage was done.
Democrats are throwing the election away for what? An inadequate blackmail?
Listen, learn, activate your passion here. The Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Your minimum daily adult requirement of sanity.
Tom Hartman.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Like, I guess you didn't know who I was. Welcome back. Oh,
man.
We have... I'm going to pick up your phone calls in just a second here. First, I just have to share with you our conservative alert for the day. Mike Stark called earlier. He confronted Senator McCain about his infidelity. And McCain suggested, well, he wasn't going to talk about that. And I raised the question with Mike. You know, I don't know where McCain stood on the Clinton impeachment. And maybe he's not a hypocrite, or maybe he is. Well, tip of the hat to a number of folks, actually, who sent me various links to this. The statement by Senator John McCain on Friday, February 12th, 1999. Mr. Chief Justice, I intend to vote to convict the President of the United States on both articles of impeachment. This is John McCain. He said, if he thwarted justice, this being Bill Clinton, if he thwarted justice, he did so for the perfectly understandable and forgivable purpose of keeping hidden an embarrassing personal shortcoming that, were it discovered, would harm only not only his family and his reputation, but would not impair our system of government. This, too, is an appealing rationalization. He's citing the Democratic response. He says, this, too, is an appealing rationalization for acquittal, but it is just that, a rationalization. Nowhere in the Constitution or in the expressed views of our founders are crimes intended to conceal the president's character flaws distinguished from crimes intended to subvert democracy. In other words, if somebody lies about their sex life and they're in political office, that is as impeachable, according to John McCain, as somebody lying about whether or not they are destroying the Constitution, whether or not they're shredding the Constitution. So, I guess I owe Mike Stark a tip of the hat. So, good on you, Mike. Oh, my. Harvey in Berkeley, California. Hey, Harvey, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Well, I have an idea to help slow global warming while helping to save our fine tradesmen and women money.
Yeah.
And it's a, you know... millions of people make their living as carpenters, plumbers, and electricians, and they rely on these flatbed trucks to earn their living. And companies like WeatherGuard and NAC, makers of aluminum, steel, and plastic truck saddle boxes, are used to hold tools. And a lot of today's tools are battery-powered, like cordless electric drills, nailers, jigsaws, screwdrivers, planters, and staplers, to name a few. And my idea is to put a photovoltaic surface on these boxes and call them solar saddle boxes. And
that's a great idea.
And they have a deep cycle battery inside the box, which is always being charged up by the box's solar electric surface.
Right.
Because most of these trucks spend most of their time outdoors, they're always being charged up, and they're especially good for off-grid locations. And the photovoltaic surface can be vacuum deposited onto the aluminum or steel box tops.
Yeah, I know.
Or there's a company called Unisolar.com, UNISOLAR.com, and they make a flexible, super strong solar cell that can take a lot of punishment, and I believe could be put on the boxes. And since millions of tools are normally plugged into the grid, using these solar electric saddle boxes would save tons and tons of greenhouse gases, and as well as reduce the stress on the grid. And as well as gas prices being so high, with the coming of the flatbed electric trucks, these solar electric saddle boxes can also be used to power the vehicles as well as the tools. So I say solar electric saddle boxes. Let's get solar.
There you go. Brilliant, Harvey. If you haven't patented it, probably somebody is scurrying to the patent office right now. Good on you. Great suggestion. Kevin in Johnson City, Tennessee. Hey, Kevin, what's up?
Hi. I wanted to mention the fact about Barack Obama's some of the slander that's been going around in the media about him, and kind of compare it to what's been going, like what happened in the past with Gore, and what interesting about Kerry.
Yeah.
I mean, for example, I kind of long for the days when the worst you could be called was a flip flopper, or when liberal was a four letter word, and now they're calling Barack. There's been a lot of innuendo regarding his race.
Yeah.
Regarding possible Muslim ties. I mean, it's outrageous.
Yeah. Yeah.
And some of the worst things I've heard regarding him is like referencing his speaking style to that of Hitler, and some of the the excitement on the part of the people who have, you know, nominated him, sorry, virtually in the primaries.
Yeah.
Have referred
yeah, if
him
he's
like
if he's a good
prize.
Speaker, then he's like Hitler. If he's a bad speaker, I mean, no matter what he, the bottom line, Kevin, is no matter what he does, no matter what he says, they're going to criticize him. They're going to cast aspersions on him. They're going to try to racially hypercharacterize him. They're going to try to politically hypercharacterize him. Yesterday, Pat Buchanan on one of the political shows was talking about how he's exotic. And fortunately, there were a couple of people on the show who said, what the hell do you mean by that, Pat? You know, is that code for he's black? Because it is. I mean, let's just put it right out there. It is. Exotic is a word that is used typically in reference to things like cats. It's an exotic species. Louise happens to have one. You know, back four generations ago, we have five cats in our house. Four or five generations ago, whatever, there's a little bit of jungle cat in one of her cats. And, yeah, I mean, it's a regular breed now, but it's whatever it is, it's exotic. And so Pat tries to, you know, soft shoe it. Oh, well, you know, I'm talking about his position on the issues or what he said. No, come on. We get that. These racists are going to be peddling their racism as hard and as fast as they can, and among other things. Anyhow, Charles in Saginaw, Michigan. Hey, Charles.
Am I on, Tom?
You certainly are. You're on the air.
Hey, I live on a busy road up here in Saginaw, Michigan, mm-hmm. and I've noticed in the last couple of years that we have Department of Homeland Security cars that patrol. They look just like undercover cop cars.
Mm-hmm.
And I went and visited my relatives in Indiana, and they have the same thing. And I've wondered if those cop cars pull me over, or if they come to my house and say, you know, you're coming with me,
right.
Under whose authority do they come? Are they a federal government?
Yeah, it would be. DHS is a federal agency. DHS is actually, I mean, the FBI is now under the Department of Homeland Security. Or no, wait a minute. I think they are. It's all under the Justice Department, which is, you know, the cabinet branch.
Okay, but this is my point. Hmm. If we send our troops to a foreign country, and they put a gun in someone's face and say, you're going to Guantanamo, or I'm going to turn you over to a government that's going to torture you.
Right.
Wouldn't those captives have the right to say, under whose authority are you depriving me of my liberty? If they say, I'm taking you under the authority of the government of the people, by the people, for the people, then they should get the protections of that government. They should have to follow those rules.
Yeah, Charles, I think you're raising, and thank you for doing so, you're raising this larger issue of are we becoming a police state? I mean, let's just use the language. Let's just lay out the words. Is the United States becoming a police state? And I am very concerned about the hyper-militarization of our police forces. We see that the Department of Defense is now selling military surplus equipment. You know, good for contractors. Hey, buy some more and then sell the stuff to local police departments at a discount. We've got police departments that have SWAT teams. I mean, as I recall, we did a show on this about 6 months ago, and my recollection is that one person, once a day, somebody's home is attacked, and they have absolutely nothing to do with anything. You know, SWAT team comes in, crashes down the door, drags them off, and it was the wrong house. I mean, once a day somewhere in the United States on average. And people die in these attacks from time to time. I mean, it's like, are we becoming hyper-militarized? And in fact, this is interesting. You know, under the terror bill, under the various pieces of terrorist legislation, or so-called anti-terrorist legislation that the Bush administration has passed, any of us can be arrested and held in Guantanamo forever. Now, this is what the Supreme Court rolled back yesterday, but nonetheless, this from today's Financial Times. Controversy over new UK anti-terror powers deepened yesterday with the surprise resignation of a senior opposition politician who pledged to make his fight for re-election on a referendum on civil liberties. Now, oddly enough, it's the Conservatives in the United Kingdom, not the Labour Party. It's the Conservatives who are opposed to this new piece of legislation. This new legislation, which Gordon Brown is pushing, the Prime Minister, the new law extends the time police, I'm quoting from the Financial Times, extends the time police will be able to hold and question terror suspects without charge from 28 days to 42 days. Now, Bush has got people held for 6 years without charge. The UK, the entire government is melting down right now over whether the government should be able to hold a terror suspect
48 days instead of 28 days without charge. And Bush says, and Scalia says, and Roberts says, and Thomas says, oh, we should be able to hold you for 6 years without charge. In fact, in his dissent, Scalia or Roberts goes into this thing about, you know, why are we even hearing this case? These people have not exhausted their legal remedies. Well, they can't in their lifetime. 15 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
The Tom Hartman Program, your radio support group for We the People.
The Valley's Progressive Talk, streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
With extra tax rebates from Uncle Sam, now is the perfect time to reinvest in your home. And Ace can help with easy, affordable home improvement projects that will look great and add value, like painting. We can show you smart, simple ways to save time and money, giving your biggest investment a fresh new look. Or add to your curb appeal with lawn and garden supplies that'll get the job done right. For expert help and friendly advice, get to Ace, the helpful place. Find your local Ace at acehardware.com.
Since 1991, more than 2,300 union leaders have been murdered in Colombia. It's the most dangerous place in the world for workers to speak out for better wages and working conditions. Maybe that's why George Bush and his big business benefactors think Colombia is a perfect trading partner and are pushing a so-called free trade agreement between the two countries. Call your representative in Congress today and urge them to stop the Colombia trade deal. Tell them that murder shouldn't be rewarded with trade. Go to Teamster.org for more information.
Beth here again.
And I'm Jody, and we'd like to tell you a little more about the West Valley Two Men and a Truck Moving Service.
First of all, Two Men and a Truck Movers are professionally trained full-time employees. We never use a temporary agency or labor service. We offer flat hourly rates. Even as gas and insurance costs increase, your rate quote will not. We are fully licensed, bonded, and insured, and every move is done as quickly and carefully as possible.
Maybe you just need movers for large or bulky items. No problem. We will work with any budget and will pack and move as little or as much as you'd like.
So let us take the headache out of moving.
For your free, no-obligation estimate, call 602-242-2180 or log on to wearemovers.com. That is, wearemovers.com.
Mention 1480 KPHX and receive $50 worth of free boxes with any move.
Each franchise is independently owned and operated.
Call 602-242-2180 and get moving today.
Getting a small electronic device repaired can cost you a bundle. Before you spend a dime to have that BlackBerry or PDA or GPS device repaired, stop by Sun Cellular Wireless Repair. They repair LG, Samsung, Motorola, Kyocera, Trio, Nokia, Pocket PC, and just about any brand of GPS device you have. At Sun Cellular, they know the importance of preserving your data, even though you may think it's long gone. Don't lose your pictures and your downloaded music. Why buy a new one when in most cases you can get it fixed for a fraction of the cost? Trust your cellular repairs to the pros at Sun Cellular. Right in the heart of the valley at 2813 East McDowell Road. Drop in or call 602-267-7800. That's Sun Cellular, 602-267-7800.
Do you own a political or business website that needs more traffic? Are you tired of rising prices for paid web listings? Well, there's a natural way to increase traffic to your site with search optimization. When you search on Google or Yahoo, did you ever wonder why some sites show up at the top and others are buried pages deep? Atomic Media and Web knows that search engines like Google look at those sites and decide the rank based on their secret formula for relevance. Then they store that info in a gigantic database. Atomic Media and Web specializes not only in web design, but also offers a search optimization service to make your site naturally relevant to most search engines, thus increasing the visibility for your site on the web without having to purchase pricey listings. To learn more about search optimization, log on to AtomicMediaWeb.com. That's AtomicMediaWeb.com or call 480-736-2711. 480-736-2711. Maximize your site's web traffic with search optimization. Call 480-736-2711 or log on to AtomicMediaWeb.com.
The Randy Rhoads Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
Ils vont jouer, ils font la chimie, mais y'a
21 minutes past the hour. You know, the last I checked, it was considered at the very least bad form for somebody with a national platform to call for the murder of another American. The last I checked, free speech was one of our high values. The last I checked, Americans talking to other Americans was just fine. This Michael Reagan on his radio show.
A job.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And that they should rethink why they're fighting.
Yeah, let me back it up here a little bit. This
first letter from my dad and my mom never got.
Anyway, okay.
You're waiting for a mail call, and hopefully you get one. Well, what's going to be going on mail calls a little bit different now. They're going to be getting mail, but they're not going to be care packages. There is a group that's sending letters to our troops in Iraq and DVDs claiming 9/11 was an inside job.
Okay. Now, that group doesn't have the right of free speech. I mean, and by the way, and just listen to this. There's a difference, as I said, between condemning somebody's actions. I mean, it's like, you know, the people who stand, who show up at the military funerals, you know, with the gays, God hates fags. It's a typographical error, of course. They haven't read the Bible correctly. God condemns figs three times in the Bible. You can, GodHatesFigs.com, you can find out all about it. But, you know, they have the right to free speech, right? But, and is anybody calling for their murder? Not that I know of. Listen to this, Michael Reagan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And that they should rethink why they're fighting.
Yeah, okay. You should rethink why you're fighting.
They ought to take these. Excuse me, folks. I'm going to say this. We ought to find the people who are doing this, take them out, and shoot them. Really. Just find the people who are sending those letters to our troops to demoralize our troops and do what they're doing. You take them out. They are traitors to this country, and shoot them. You have a problem with that? Deal with it. But anybody who would do that doesn't deserve to live. You shoot them. You call them traitors, that's what they are, and you shoot them dead. I'll pay for the bullet. Mark Dice, the founder of The Resistance, which he calls a media watchdog group, says that the U.S. government was responsible for the September...
And he goes off on the rant. It's MarkDice.com, by the way, for the information about this. But here he is. He's calling for the murder of this guy. This is Michael Reagan. I'm astounded and horrified, particularly when this nation has suffered so much from right-wing zealots or just crackpots in general going off on assassination rants, that of all people, Michael Reagan, the son of a president who suffered an assassination attempt, would say that people should be running around America shooting other people because of their political opinions, because of what they're saying to people. How sick and twisted is this? It just blows my mind. Anyhow, back to your calls here. JT in Costa Mesa, California, listening on K-Talk. Hey, JT, what's up?
Great, Tom. Hey, I just wanted to actually kind of make a string of points here. You and Senator were speaking this morning about advertising on headline news by these oil rigging platforms like, oh, say, Kerr McGee.
Right.
And Boeing and Lockheed Martin,
yep,
advertising to the U.S. citizenry who can't buy any of the products that they make.
Right.
So why are they advertising?
Right, and the same thing, by the way, with Archer's Daniel Midland and other big agribusinesses sponsoring National Public Radio, who, you know, and it was, keep in mind, it was NPR more than a decade and a half ago that exposed ADM's price fixing, which led to, as I recall, a $300 million fine against them, and now they're the sponsor. And now, surprise, NPR is no longer doing investigative reporting.
Exactly. And I think your response nailed it right on the head. I think they're trying to influence via advertising. Hey, don't play that segment because we're not going to advertise with our big dollars anymore.
That's right.
I'd like to take it one step further and have people ask themselves a question. And I take it right down to GM, British Petroleum, Royal Dutch Shell. They're all doing these advertisements to the American citizenry. That is, we are so vested in finding alternative energies and so on. Just do a little investigation, and you'll find that it's definitely on its head. The amount of money they actually spend on this R&D versus the amount of money they spend advertising that they do R&D. What is the real motivation here? To let you all think they're doing a lot of R&D?
Right, and then the pharmaceutical companies, you know, we're America's pharmaceutical research companies, and by the way, if you can't afford to pay for your drugs, we'll pay for your drugs. And again, I would bet, you know, thanks for your point well made, JT. I remember back years ago, there was it wasn't an expose, really. It was just isn't this fascinating, as I recall, as an advertising age, about American Express was doing this big campaign, and this is not to pick on them. It's just a point of how it works. They were doing this big campaign about how you can, you know, wherever you go, if you lose your traveler's checks, you can get a refund. And the article noted that they had spent more money on the advertising campaign than they did on the refunds. You know, that's fine, actually, because I don't see a big toxic effect to people buying traveler's checks. But there is a toxic effect to melting down the atmosphere. There is a toxic effect to war. And for those things to be in, for those industries to be influencing our media, you know, I've got a problem with it. I overall have a problem with it. Well said. 866-303-2270, your telephone number, tomhartman.com, airamerica.com. You can check out our live video cam. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Call Tom at 866-303-2270.
Stephanie Miller at 6 a.m., Tom Hartman at 9, weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
If you had purchased gold 2 years ago, you would have seen a $10,000 investment be worth over $18,000 today. And the good news is that gold continues to be at only 40% of its previous high in 1980, considering inflation. And some experts predict gold could reach as high as $2,000 an ounce, which means investors could potentially turn a $10,000 investment into over $20,000. Now, every investment has risks, and past performance does not guarantee future returns. But you owe it to yourself to get a free consultation from the professionals at Blanchard. For over 30 years, Blanchard has helped people invest wisely in gold. In fact, Blanchard even gives you a buyback guarantee. So call for a free, no-obligation consultation on the coins that are positioned right now to give you solid returns. Gold American Eagles are guaranteed by the U.S. government for weight and purity, and Blanchard has an attractive radio offer for those who call today. So call 888-730-GOLD. That's 888-730-GOLD. Don't wait. Call 888-730-GOLD. 888-730-GOLD.
Hi, we've been talking and talking about gas prices and the solutions to high prices. One of the easiest ways to decrease the cost is to downsize to a smaller car. Small cars use less gas. Less gas means less cost. You get it. GM gets it, too. As you know, I have friends there. They let me drive their latest edition, the Saturn Astra. The Astra is based on one of GM's best-selling European models, and it has all the refinement you'd expect in a larger, more expensive vehicle. Not bad for a sport compact. The Astra offers an EPA-estimated 30 miles to the gallon on the highway with an automatic transmission. But the really impressive technology here is what GM calls neutral idle technology. Basically, the transmission shifts to neutral during stops, like at traffic lights, and it saves gas. It's all part of GM's exploration of advanced technologies, how they're helping us to use less and less gas until the day when we use no gas at all. For more information on the Saturn Astra, go to www.gm.com/explore. That's gm.com/explore.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
More flooding in the Midwest. I'm Ed Donahue. A voluntary evacuation order is in effect in Des Moines, Iowa. Bill Stowe is the Public Works Director.
The risk very clearly is that the levee system is extraordinarily taxed right now, and anyone in the 500-year floodplain is at risk.
Tape from WHO-TV, Rich Matthews is checking out the flooding situation in Coralville, Iowa.
The water is rising 2 or 3 inches every hour and is expected to rise through Tuesday. It's already out of its banks, more than twice flood stage, and expected to rise as much as another 5 feet.
NASA says a metal clip fell from Space Shuttle Discovery's brakes, but it's not a problem. This is Discovery Commander Mark Kelly.
The lighting that we had up here, it did look a little bit of a concern, but we're, you know, no longer concerned about it after seeing the ground images.
Discovery is expected to land in Florida tomorrow. Police are using a helicopter and dogs to hunt for a suspect in an apparent robbery that left two people dead at a soda plant near Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm Ed Donahue.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Sticking a big old wad of truth in your ear every day. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
Hi, this is Carrie with Camelview Accounting Services. For years, I have been helping small to medium-sized businesses with their bookkeeping. As an expert in QuickBooks, office setups, organization, and maintenance, I pride myself on being fast and efficient. Services include, but are not limited to, monthly financials, payroll, payroll taxes, real property, and sales tax returns. Even if you do business in multiple states and have large payrolls. In just a few weeks, I'll have you up and running. And for as little as 4 hours per month, your bookkeeping will stay on track. You won't have to hire a full-time bookkeeper. And when tax time rolls around, you will have a complete package without the worry to take to your CPA. For a full line of services, please visit my website at CamelviewAccounting.biz or call me right now at 480-946-2484. That's 480-946-2484.
Hi, I'm Dr. Myron Licht, host of Free to Be Healthy, my new talk show on Saturdays at noon. Please make an appointment to join me so we can discuss ways to restore your health all for free. Did you know you're free to be healthy if you choose to be? That's Free to Be Healthy Saturdays at noon right here on 1480 KPHX.
It's been one hell of a campaign already.
I will be the Democratic nominee.
Now, it's time to prepare for the main event.
As Barack Obama squares off against Grandpa McCain,
we progressives need to unite to take our country back.
This has been a tough fight, but the Democratic Party is a family.
1480 KPHX invites you to a free unity party on Tuesday, July 1st. Meet 1480's Jeff Farias. Mix and mingle with your fellow progressives. And most importantly, celebrates the beginning of a new American era. The 1480 KPHX Unity Party, Tuesday, July 1st, starting at 5 p.m. at 11:30, the restaurant, 455 3rd Street in the Arizona Center, downtown Phoenix. All the details are at 1480kphx.com. Brought to you in part by Parker & Sons Plumbing and Air Conditioning Company, Cecilia Cusimano with Three Point Wealth Management, and 1480 KPHX, the official station of the future.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Fire it up, fire it up. We push off, we're rolling boulders, crashing down the mirrored stairways. Two of life's best mind canaries. Fire it up.
34 minutes past the hour. Well, time for a full Monty alert. I don't know. Here it is.
Better take off your coat.
Yeah.
Real slow.
You know, the presidential race is in full swing, as they say.
Baby, take off your shoes. I'll take your shoes.
New York City entrepreneur has decided to have some fun with us and make some money.
Baby, take off your dress.
Company's called Practice Safe Policy.
Yeah, leave your hat on.
Yeah, leave your hat on.
Yeah,
well, see, the what they're selling is McCain and Obama condoms. The Obama condom carries the slogan, "Used with good judgment." The McCain version says, "Old but not expired." Yeah. Well, what can you say after that? 1-866-303-2270, our telephone number. Speaking of old but not expired, Leon in the Bronx. You wanted to talk about McCain and don't pick on his age?
Hey, how you doing?
Great. What's up?
I just think it's a bad idea for us to go after him as a as an older person. I mean, his policies are wrong. That's the main reason to go after that.
I agree. I don't think that you've heard me attack his age, although I will say that there. Actually, I'm going to attack his age right now, and I'll tell you why, Leon. I am seeing John McCain increasingly incoherent. I mean, he's startlingly coherent for not startling. He's doing a great job for a guy in his 70s. But he forgets from day to day what he's talking about. He didn't know the difference between Sunni and Shia. He didn't know that Al-Qaeda was not being trained in Iran. And then when Joe Lieberman corrected him, 2 hours later, he got it wrong again. The next day, he got it wrong again. So at a certain point, you have to say, either this guy, you know, I guess by using age, what we're doing is actually cutting him some slack. Either he's getting a little old, or he's just a very prolific liar. And I guess you could take the choice on those. Jenny in Los Angeles. Hey, Jenny. Jenny, you are on the air.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. My eyes are still bugged out from that story about Michael Reagan and his fatwa. That's just,
yeah.
I mean, who died and left him Ayatollah? That's just bizarre.
I agree. I agree. And you heard it in his own voice.
That's what I love about your show, is that it's not just so-and-so said. You actually hoist them by their own petard. In any case, I love that this morning, at the top of your show, someone called in to point out that Mr. Bush needed to characterize the Supreme Court decision on habeas corpus in Guantanamo as being a deeply divided 4-5 court, blah, blah, blah. In any case, and he didn't feel that it was deeply divided when they when they installed him. What I'm curious about, because I could Google this, but I'd rather ask you, is it the same 4-5? Has personnel changed?
People have changed. Sandra Day O'Connor has been replaced by Alito, and she voted for Bush v. Gore, and Alito voted for he was the minority, the four who said no, please torture people, please hang on to people. He did not vote for the Constitution, and Rehnquist, who was the Chief Justice, who also voted in favor of Bush v. Gore and voted on George Bush's side, has been replaced by John Roberts, who also joined the dissenting opinion. So it's the same 5-4. It's actually not the same 5-4 split, because Kennedy is the swing vote in this case. It was considered that Sandra Day O'Connor was the swing vote in Bush v. Gore, and Kennedy went on the side of the Constitution in this case. So I think the circumstances are a little different, but the irony of George Bush depreciating a 5-4 decision when he is only sitting in that office by virtue of one is mind-boggling. Yeah, well said. Jenny, thank you very much for the call. It's great to hear from you. Rebecca in Humboldt County, California. Hey, Rebecca.
Hi. Regarding the issue of whether or not a president in the past or president in the future has cheated on a spouse, and whether it's anyone else's business, I used to feel that it was not anyone else's business but the couple involved. Mm-hmm. But my husband pointed out to me that when one gets married, one stands in front of, you know, friends, family, representative of God, and promises, vows, to be faithful to only one person. And if someone is going to break that promise, how can we trust any other oath they ever make?
Well, that was the argument that
that
was the argument that the Republicans made over and over and over again during the impeachment proceedings. And the simple fact of the matter is, as the people of the United States, first of all, if that's your criteria, then Dwight Eisenhower shouldn't have been president because he had a girlfriend on the side for 20 years. Jack Kennedy shouldn't have been president. Franklin Roosevelt died with his girlfriend. Shouldn't have been president. I mean, probably half the presidents of the United States explicitly that we know of shouldn't have been president because they had girlfriends on the side. Number one. And number two, as a citizen of the United States, I would rather know what somebody's policies are. That's why I said to Mike, you know, when he called, I said, you know, I think I'd really rather go after McCain and his policies. But if McCain is going to say, as you have said, that this is a standard by which we should judge somebody politically, then I think that he should be willing to be judged by that standard. And
absolutely.
And, yeah. So Rebecca, thanks for the call. But had he not said that, I would probably be defending McCain's right to privacy on this, because I think it's really time for us to put that kind of stuff behind us. Robert in Gig Harbor, Washington. Hey, Robert.
Hello, Tom. It's a great honor to speak with you.
Thank you.
And are you there, Tom?
I am. Thank you.
Great. What I wanted to say is that you got me thinking about the religious rights backing of this administration, and it reminded me of Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16 through 19, which describes the Bush administration in spades. It's amazing how Solomon knew this thousands of years ago, but this is everything that the Bush administration is. There are six things the Lord hates, seven which are detestable to him, and then the first one is haughty eyes, and it reminded me of the Cindy Sheehan quote that you played out again when she's talking about Mickey Herskowitz, about Bush, I've got all this political capital, and I'm not going to squander it, or a lying tongue. Well, we don't have to explore that too much. You know, Saddam was behind 9/11, or the shedding of innocent blood, how many Iraqi civilians have died, feet that are swift to rush to do evil, bam, 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 Iran, and it's, again, a false witness who pours out lies. God hates lies so much, he mentions it twice in the same package, so, and then I like this one, one who stirs up dissent among his brothers. Yeah, I'm a uniter, not a divider.
Robert, you make a great case that George Bush is the Antichrist. Thank you. Well done. Proverbs 6. Check it out. Let's see here. David in Asheville, North Carolina. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, Tom. I'm an independent, and I don't have a home. I listen to the right. I listen to the left. I get a lot of my news from both, and I try to remain educated by listening to both sides. The reason why I'm an independent is some glaring things. One recent case involving the Supreme Court and eminent domain in that New London, Connecticut case.
Yeah.
Neither the Republicans or the Democrats or the right or the left seems to be overly concerned that the Supreme Court did what they did. But primarily the reason why I'm an independent is that neither the left or the right or Republicans or Democrats recognize a thing called the public duty doctrine. And educators, state-approved textbooks, nobody discloses this vital information to the public. Are you familiar with the public duty doctrine?
I am not.
Please look it up, and I'm asking you from the bottom of my heart to ask Ed to run a program that would probably last a week involving the public duty doctrine.
Okay, and public duty doctrine. We'll check it out. And ask, I don't know, Bill in West Covina, California. Hey, Bill.
Hey, Bill. How you doing?
Good.
Well, I just sort of listened to your show yesterday with the libertarian that was on, and you had made a comment, and I just wanted to, because I'm a food safety, third-party food safety auditor and consultant, been one for 25 years now, and America has the safest food supply in the world.
Not according to the South Koreans. You've got 100,000 South Koreans out in the streets marching because they are going to start importing our beef, which is not tested for bovine spongiform encephalopathy, mad cow disease, and we have in the United States right now an epidemic of Alzheimer's. It's the sixth leading cause of death in the United States. A startling onset of this thing over the last 30 years. A disease that virtually didn't exist 50 or 100 years ago in the United States. I mean, look at how all the founders, you know, that lived to ripe old ages, or most of them, and wrote right up until their 70s and 80s, ain't happening anymore in America. And I think, frankly, there's a correlation, and there's absolutely nobody. You know, the federal government makes it actually illegal. There was one for farmers to test their animals for this. When I lived in Vermont, there was a family down the road from us that had sheep, and they wanted to test them for BSE. And the USDA came and took their sheep from them, said, no, you can't do this, and destroyed them. I mean, it's totally bizarre. This farmer up in Washington State, as I recall, who wanted to sell meat into Japan, and they said, no, you can't do this.
Well, Actually, I wasn't going to argue food safety with you. What I was going to argue was that your statement about the FDA, USDA, and the state trying to test a product and think they're going to do the right thing, they haven't. And if you check to see how much they've really stopped and what they've done,
I think I just made your case for you, Bill. I'm not totally disagreeing with you. I think the FDA and the USDA have dropped the ball in a lot of areas hugely. Thank you very much for the call. 45 minutes past the hour.
The Tom Hartman Program.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Randy Rhodes at noon. Jeff Barrios at 3. Weekday afternoons on 1480 KPHX.
You know, it's not pleasant to talk about, but it's one thing that every man over the age of 30 should know about, an enlarged prostate. Prostate enlargement can cause frequent urination and even sexual problems. So between getting up in the middle of the night to urinate and your sexual inadequacies, an enlarged prostate becomes a giant pain in the, well, you know. Now, what if I told you there was an all-natural way to help your body keep your prostate healthy? Well, there is. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's an all-natural prostate vitamin. No crazy medications with strange side effects. Just a natural supplement that helps maintain your prostate. Beta Prostate has proven ingredients that target and feed your prostate with healthy nutrients. If you're over the age of 30, be proactive in keeping your prostate in good health. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 1-800-394-4915. That's 1-800-394-4915. Your health is too important to wait, so call now. 1-800-394-4915. That's 1-800-394-4915.
I'm Attorney Van Osteen. If you're seriously injured through someone else's fault, you have a right to expect two things: fair compensation for what's been taken away from you, and a lawyer who knows how to get it done for you. But left to profit-driven insurance companies, you can be sure they'll try to pay you as little as possible. At the law firm of Osteen and Harrison, you'll be represented by a personal injury lawyer who knows how to win for you. We've been doing it for more than 30 years, and we've recovered more than $3 billion for our clients. Call us at 602-252-8888 or find us on the Internet at vanosteen.com. It's not about getting even. It's a matter of getting you what you deserve. I'm Van Osteen, and we'd like to help you.
Get in touch with Osteen and Harrison at 602-252-8888. That's 252-8888 or vanosteen.com.
There was a time when hiring a cleaning service to clean your home was a luxury. However, if you work long hours and use your weekends to catch up on errands, then when you finally get a moment to yourself, you're worn out. There are just not enough hours in the day to take care of everything. Imagine what a treat would be to walk in your door at the end of the day and see everything clean and in order. That way you can finally relax. This is exactly how the Healthy Home Cleaners want you to feel when you're at home. The Healthy Home Cleaners will clean your entire home using only all-natural, non-toxic cleaning supplies. They are licensed, bonded, and insured, and cleaning is their passion. For your free home cleaning estimate, call 480-966-3889. That's 480-966-3889. Go ahead, treat yourself to a clean, healthy home. So call 480-966-3889 and enjoy a healthy home today.
Hey, Truth Seekers, here's what happened after Kathy and I had some coffee from superbeans.com. Follow up a good meal with good coffee from superbeans.com. I got to say, Kathy, it's the best coffee I've ever tasted in my entire life. I'm sorry. Free plugs. I don't care.
Look, I'm not going to get upset tonight. I really am not. I'm going to sit here and drink my Kona Peaberry dark roast coffee from Super Beans and just say to hell with it. You know, we'll just talk about it tonight. This is great coffee. Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, this stuff, it's like drinking liquid heaven or something. As Bucky would say in the cartoons, this must be what angels taste like. It's wonderful stuff.
If you haven't gone to this guy's website, shame on you. Do it. Do it. Go there. Superbeans.com. We'll be back after the break. I'm Mike Malloy.
Well, with testimonials like that, how can you stop yourselves? Great coffee from Hawaii and around the world. Progressively yours from superbeans.com.
Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Farias at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
A special thanks so much to Louise Hartman, to my producer Sean Taylor, to Chris Rosen, Lauren Kirshner, Andrew Dunn, and Marcus Hellman at Air America, to Sue Nethercutt, the folks in our chat room, and Mike Toth, who does our audio archives on our website, to our affiliates, our sponsors, and to you for listening to our program. Thank you so much. And let me just wrap up my little riff with the caller just before we came into this break, who was suggesting that the USDA has dropped the ball.
And I'm agreeing. Americans right across the board want food that is labeled with country of origin or place of origin, for example, number one. Number two, they want to know if there's genetically modified organisms in it. Number three, they want their beef and other animal products to be tested for BSE, for mad cow disease. None of this stuff is happening. But none of this stuff is happening because of the power of the influence of industry. Because we have, over the last 30 years since Reagan came into office, we have surrendered so much of our government functions to lobbyists, basically. Lobbyists have had so much power because our system is so badly broken. Not because government can't do things well, but because government can't do things well in the presence of industry that has elevated itself through the power of lobbying and through the power of money to the point where it has more power than the government itself. That's the problem. And we have to clean up our electoral process. We have to clean up this whole mess that we have with lobbying in Washington, D.C. And I think Barack Obama's done a huge first step toward that by saying he's not going to take any money from people like that. And that's going to go a long way to starting a clean administration. It'll be a great thing. Ellen Ratner's with us with the Talk Radio News Service, talkradionews.com, their website. Hey, Ellen, what's going on in the world today?
Well, first of all, back to the Supreme Court decision, as I'm sure you've probably been talking about, Lindsey Graham is now saying he wants a constitutional amendment to prevent habeas corpus.
Yeah, I shouldn't have spoken well of him yesterday. It turns out he is, as Carl Wolfson would say, our weasel of the week.
Well, he is weasel of the week, but he's a mixed bag. He really is a mixed bag. He's not one way or the other.
Yeah, well, on this, he's a weasel.
Well, on this, he's terrible.
Habeas corpus, I mean, this goes back to 1215, I mean, in Runnymede, King John.
Yes, and Mukasey is also saying, yesterday he said that he was disappointed in the ruling, and of course the president said that as well.
Just a question, Ellen, are these guys, and perhaps you would have a special insight into this, given that your brother brought this case before the Supreme Court, is the Bush administration going to have to react to this, or are they just going to run the clock out and dump this in the lap of the next president?
They are absolutely going to run the clock out.
Yeah, so the next president is going to deal with this.
I saw him last night for his birthday dinner, even though his birthday is today, and he believes that they're definitely going to run the clock out, that they will do anything that they can stall, particularly because if these cases come to court, then their enhanced interrogation techniques are really what's going to show up.
Sure. In other words, they will be convicted, and they will discuss the Bush administration officials will be revealed to be essentially war criminals or people who have committed crimes against humanity, and that will be public for the whole world to see. They don't want that to happen.
Certainly not when he's president.
Yeah.
I don't think he wants it at any point.
Right.
There is also, I don't know if you've been shopping lately, but this week I've had a little more time after the Talkers Convention, and so I've gone to a few stores to get things that I haven't been able to get.
Mm-hmm.
And every store, be it a grocery store that I was in this week, a Rite Aid, and just sort of a general department store,
mm-hmm.
every store I was in, the shelves were very, very thin, like there would be one of something rather than three or four something that there used to be in the olden days, like last year, those
right.
olden days.
Right.
Well, now it looks like the consumer price index is up a half a percentage point in May. That just came out today. And
right.
that includes the core CPI only went up 0.2%, but that does not include food and energy. The whole CPI does. And then consumer confidence, surprise, surprise, they have said has dropped sharply, 56.7 in June from 59.8 in May. I mean, that's you know, a 2% drop.
Right,
in one month.
The American people are realizing that the Republican Great Depression of the 1930s, we're in a slow-motion version of it right now in the 21st century.
Absolutely. Okay, several other things going on. A president gave quite a speech today, and he was in Italy. He's now in France. But he is talking, he talked a lot about ideology. He talked about the U.S.-European alliance. He said, ultimately, the only way to defeat the advocates of this ideology, you mean terrorism, is to defeat their ideas. How do you defeat somebody's ideas? Good luck. So the central aim of our foreign policy is to advance a more hopeful and compelling vision. Well, that's very positive, but he hasn't said how he's going to do it.
Well, in fact, it's actually, I agree with that philosophically. What we need to be is the beacon of liberty for the world. I mean, instead, what we've done is we've terrorized people, we've tortured people, we invaded a country that represented no threat to us. We're occupying them 6 years later. We tortured their people in Abu Ghraib. I mean, we have done everything that is the exact opposite of what Bush just suggested.
Absolutely. No question about that. Also, very important piece of news today. The Iraq Prime Minister al-Maliki said today that Iraq diplomats negotiating this long-term security agreement are in impasse over concerns about what? Infringements on Iraqi sovereignty. He was in Jordan when he did this, and he said the first drafts presented left us at a dead end and deadlock. And so we left these first drafts and negotiations. We're going to continue, but he said that we have got to support Iraq's sovereignty.
Well, the reason why is because if they can get Iraq declared a sovereign nation with whom we have a treaty, a mutual defense treaty, and then they can find one Iranian who they can track back to the Iranian government who blew up one Iraqi soldier, they now have the basis for an attack on Iran.
Well, that's also true, but on the other hand, the Bush administration would like to do this without having to negotiate a treaty.
Yeah, interesting. Very interesting. Ellen Radner, Talk Radio News Service. Ellen, I like exactly. Ellen Radner, Talk Radio News Service.
It's my favorite word.
I know, and you haven't used it today. It's like, what happened?
Okay, I'm going to watch it now.
Okay, thank you. Thanks, Ellen. Great talking with you. On Monday, I'll be debating Carrie Lucas of the Independent Women's Forum about deregulating health care, and Rick Perlstein from the Campaign for America's Future is going to drop by about his new book, Nixon Land. And don't forget, my friends, democracy begins with you. Tag, you're it. Have a great weekend.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
For exclusive audio archives and more information, visit TomHartmanRadio.com.
Ty Pennington here. When you add extra insulation, you're doing more to protect your house. How about doing more to protect your heart? If you're on an asthma regimen, ask your doctor about New Bear with Heart Advantage. It's the first and only low-dose aspirin product that lowers the risk of a heart attack and has phytosterols to lower cholesterol. Aspirin is not appropriate for everyone, so be sure to talk to your doctor before you begin or modify an aspirin regimen. New Bear with Heart Advantage. More protection for your heart.
Use as directed.
With extra tax rebates from Uncle Sam, now is the perfect time to reinvest in your home. And Ace can help with easy, affordable home improvement projects that will look great and add value, like painting. We can show you smart, simple ways to save time and money, giving your biggest investment a fresh new look. Or add to your curb appeal with lawn and garden supplies that'll get the job done right. For expert help and friendly advice, get to Ace, the helpful place. Find your local Ace at acehardware.com.
Hi, I'm Christine, office manager at Evanston Electric. When you're in need of an expert electrician for any electrical repair, including whole house rewiring, service upgrades, please feel free to give Evanston Electric a call. At Evanston Electric, we pride ourselves in quality, on-time, valley-wide service. We will take care of all of your residential and light commercial needs, from the simple to the complex, all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call us today at 623-580-VOLT. That's 623-580-8658. Or go to 1480kphx.com and click on our web tile there. However, if you're looking for a way to spark up your business, I highly recommend contacting the marketing professionals at 1480kphx. They'll help you create an advertising campaign that will not only increase traffic to your business, but specifically target your ideal client.
Hi, I'm Mari Connor, Senior Account Executive with 1480kphx. To re-energize your business, click on the advertise link at 1480kphx.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. The water just keeps on rising in Iowa. 83 of that state's counties have now been declared disaster areas. In Cedar Rapids, officials say 400 city blocks are underwater. A hospital has been evacuated, and this hospital worker says there are about 3 inches of water on the lower level of that building.
It's not going to make it to the first floor.
But it is at the ground level.
Throughout the state, people are working against time and water to get sandbags in place. AP's Rich Matthews is in the town of Coralville.
The water is rising 2 or 3 inches every hour and is expected to rise through Tuesday. It's already out of its banks, more than twice flood stage, and expected to rise as much as another 5 feet.
In Kansas, people are trying to clean up homes and businesses damaged by this weekend's tornadoes. Worst hit were the towns of Chapman and Manhattan. This emergency services official says the people of Chapman could use some help.
They could use any type of tents or shelters of that nature, ropes, gloves, trash bags, and bottled water.
President Bush is in Paris, where he's urging America's allies to help keep terrorists at bay in Afghanistan.
In a speech billed as the centerpiece of his European farewell tour, the president told an economic group here in Paris the Western world must hold firm in Afghanistan and gave a nod to French President Nicolas Sarkozy for committing more troops there.
President Sarkozy has said, "What is at stake in that country is the future of our values and that of the Atlantic Alliance." He is right.
The president also challenged European leaders to continue exporting democracy across the Middle East and elsewhere, calling that the only realistic and practical way of protecting their own security interests. Sagar Meghani with the president, Paris.
The crew of the space shuttle Discovery saw something floating away from the spacecraft earlier today. It turns out it was a metal clip from the spacecraft's brakes. NASA says the missing clip is not critical for landing, and this will not delay the space shuttle's scheduled landing tomorrow. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow up 95. This is AP Radio News. A leading Senate critic of the mortgage mess reportedly was given preferential loans from a company at the heart of the federal investigation.
A spokesman says Senate